Laugh Time on the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen the Channel 4 promo for the weather team?
Oh, yeah, where they all stand together?
The Olympic? Where they compare them to the Olympians?
Yeah, right.
If weathermen were like Olympians, you get a guy halfway across the pool that would start treading water and going, I don't know.
Oh, well, you want to compare the Channel 4 weather team to anything? Compare them to the Special Olympics.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
The son of a beach.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's right.
But turn your radio down. Know who would you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town. And don't call telling jokes.
To talk with. I love them.
You can get it.
What?
Move to your left. Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're gonna find. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, really?
On your radio.
What?
Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. Toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I can't speak. 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 I'm dumb.
You, sir, are an idiot.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Welcome to the happiest spot on earth, ladies and gentlemen. Allow me the pleasure of introducing to you FedEx Field Stadium announcer, Philip Robert Jonathan Hawkbike.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
You know, it's well documented that you're a big fan of Phil.
I love Phil.
But you know that Phil is a big fan of you guys?
Really?
You
really?
He called me this morning. He said he listened to all of yesterday's show, and it gave him thunderous orgasm. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Scylla and Jello and all the ships at sea. Hey, in one show, they produced enough gas to solve the crisis in Great Britain.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Yeah, I want to tell you, I am wild. Little Robbie Spiewak will be here all week.
Come again. Skip your waitresses.
Marvelous. Last call for alcohol.
Yeah, he'll be here all week.
Wow, yeah.
It'll be marvelous. Yeah. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. It's a new episode. It's Thursday, September 14th. Telephone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh. Right, 877-365-3636. Every day I come out, I say, please, can we get an unlisted phone number?
Right.
And every day they say, no, how would people possibly call?
And
they,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. But no, that's still the number. Your hotline is 877-365-3636.
Wonderful.
Before we start today's show, I want to put an MIA out, missing in action.
Ooh.
Where are you? And this is just for the people listening to us in the D.C. Metro, okay? Where are you, Colleen?
Colleen?
Where are you, baby?
We know you're here.
She's in town.
Ah.
She's in town?
She's in town.
Mm.
Yeah. She told us she'd come by.
Ooh.
We can't get a hold of her.
Colleen?
Where are you, baby?
Oh, Colleen. Have your lesions healed on your legs? We'd sure like to see you, Colleen.
We'd still like to
eat your scabs. Come on now, bring your scabs down here.
So we know that our gal Colleen is in town.
Great.
And, you know, she was supposed to come by, but we've lost contact with her. So this is pretty much the only way that we can put out the word that that we want to get in touch with her.
Colleen, one of the original survivors. The show will never be what it was the first time.
No. Right. So, Colleen, please give us a call. Now, the other reality show. Listen, I watched Big Brother last night, and I don't know how many different ways
they can F this show up, Big Brother.
Did they all walk out?
No. They had last night what had to be the biggest audience, I would imagine, that they've had since the night that Survivor was on before it, okay? Mm-hmm. Everybody was watching last night to see what was going to happen. In the first 5 seconds, they announced that nobody's leaving. You know, they go around the room and they get them all to say, nobody's leaving, They're all staying, the same boring people are staying.
Because it has nothing to do with getting an audience. They're such idiots. It has everything to do with the producers exercising their power play. These are some stupid people.
They F up the show every single week.
Who is the producer? Do we know who the executive producer is?
Charlie had the mind of a child.
It's a Stu Angstabilak Ardinger production. I don't know, whoever it is, he should be taken out back, blindfolded, and shot.
I agree. Like, right.
It starts off, you know, we're watching it. You know, it's Frida's show of shows. She loves it every night.
It's her favorite show?
Yeah, so we're watching it together, the family unit, and she's excited because she still is living on some hope that they're going to all walk out last night. Immediately, I mean, you know that the people from CBS knew that they were not going to walk out. But if they were slickly producing a show, you don't announce it at 1 minute after 8 o'clock.
Right.
You at least, you know, give people a little of this.
No, they don't have the brains to do that.
To keep them going. So they immediately announce right at the top, hey, hello, I'm Julie Chan. Let's go right to the Big Brother house. And then George, the chicken man, says, we ain't going anywhere. We're staying. So immediately, any drama.
After all that BS.
Yeah,
right.
Any drama's gone. And then she says, oh, but house guests, we have a surprise for you. We have a special challenge for you. And they tell one of them to go to the red room where he gets a metal briefcase. Mm-hmm. And I think again, now this is good. Mm-hmm. Last week they offered them $50,000. This week they're probably going to offer them $100,000 to leave.
Right.
I'm thinking maybe they know what right. they're doing. So they go back in the living room. They open up the briefcase and she says, here is your special treat, Big Brother house guests. You know how those airplanes have been flying overhead?
Telling them the show sucks?
Yeah, people have been making signs saying, like, you know, George sucks, Britney sucks. She says, this is your chance, house guests, to tell everybody what you think. We're going to give you 2 minutes now to come up with your own message that we will fry on an airplane banner before the end of the show tonight. Go ahead now. Think about it. Go ahead. And then they cut to the live shot.
I mean, the people that are in that house, that's nothing for them, right?
And again, it's the six of them, the six, you know, most boring people on the face of the earth who are sitting there, and they sit in silence.
What did it say? Did they finally come up with, like, hang in there?
No. I was thinking, you know, if they had balls, they would have written something like FCBS.
Exactly.
Or, you know, we're not going to take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
No, they came up with live long and prosper.
Oh, my God, they're the most boring. You know what? I'd like to see a tsunami hit that house now.
And then,
God, how horrible.
They voted out Cassandra, okay? And they bring her out, and the last 40 minutes of the show is spent.
Cassandra is the most boring one that was in the house.
Yeah.
Though.
The last 40 minutes of the show from about 20 after 8 until 9 o'clock is spent with Julie Chang just interviewing Cassandra. I mean,
what a yawn.
It sucked. And then it double sucked and it triple sucked. It quadruple sucked.
So you ready to jump off the bandwagon?
I can't. My wife still watches it. Even last night when it was sucking so bad.
What does the winner get? $500,000?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even last night when it was so awful. Like, after the first 2 minutes when they announced that they weren't going to be leaving the house, and then when they came up with that stupid airplane thing, I said, Frida, I never say this. Why don't we just turn the TV off? Why don't we just talk as a family? And she said, no.
It's got to suck for you to say that.
This is the show that she likes. Even when it sucks, she still likes it. Bless her heart.
But, oh, my God. Well, that show, it just sounds like... Yeah, I was actually intrigued that they were going to have some people walk off, and now they didn't do it. And
they
live long and prosper.
And you know who came up with that?
George.
George. Because
is George, like, becoming the alpha male of the house now?
Yeah. The only good development now is that the Moosey Miss... Wisconsin or Miss Washington?
Yeah, the beauty queen.
She's now the only woman left in the house.
Oh, my God.
And they showed her at the end of the show. just kind of rolled up in a little ball on her bed. Now, you know,
yeah. Now she's the only woman left in a house with four men. And she's a former beauty queen.
Mm-hmm.
And right.
It's just, so it's her, George, Josh,
the Chinese guy, the guy who played with his nipples,
and
the guy with one leg.
Oh, he's still... The guy with one leg is still in
there? Yeah, and George. And the Moosey model. Those are the five that are left.
How can that... I mean, that totally sucks, too. You've only got one woman in there.
Right.
And again, because... The producers realized that the only person that people liked on that show was my girl, Brittany.
Yeah.
The girl got kicked off a couple of weeks. Again, they did another segment with Brittany last night on the show from the previous week, where they showed her going to a birthday party.
God.
It's like the show is so lame. They go, okay, now we're going to cut away from the house guest for a moment because we want to show you your favorite, Brittany. Brittany had a birthday this week. Let's go to the videotape.
What a disaster.
Yeah.
Well, once again, making it up as they go along.
It's really a mess.
From no real idea from week to week what they're going to do.
It's a mess. It's a total mess. It's a total disaster, Big Brother. Jesus. And it's not even like watching a car wreck. You know,
right. People
stop at a car wreck because at least when you get a car wreck, generally speaking, if it's a good one, I mean, you get some carnage.
Interesting.
You know, I mean, you get something you can look at.
The payoff.
You know what this is? This is a fender bender where there's not even a need to call your insurance company.
No, and for some reason it's on national television.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and it's on every night. Jesus Christ, it's a pisser. That's an awful waste of television time.
But I like listening to you talk about it. I don't know why that is. I mean, you come in here with the recap, and I feel like I haven't been troubled to go through the anguish that you obviously go through, but yet
you're missing nothing.
I enjoy hearing the recaps. I enjoy hearing the recaps as much as I would hear you give a recap of anything that you had seen, even if it was even more so of a show that I'd like you to review that I'd seen. You know what I mean? Something that
it's the dumbest show ever.
Yeah, I mean, I like that fact. If it was something I really wanted to see, I'd be interested to hear what you think.
You're missing nothing.
Yeah, that's the good thing about
it. You're missing dick.
That's good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi there.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, have you all noticed how much of a big pussy George has turned into? All week he was like, I'm leaving. And then next thing you know, it's like, oh, man, I can't go anywhere.
Would you say that there's a possibility that there have been some side deals, too, that not everything that's been done between the producers and these people is on the up and up, that they probably, especially if they all decided that they weren't going to walk out, that perhaps the producers had hit them with some little, little under-the-table money?
That I don't know, but I do know from going on the website over the weekend that the producers called each of them into the Red Room individually.
And you didn't get to see that, right?
To speak with them, no, to tell them why they should stay, and they're lying to them, telling them, people are loving the show, and
right.
People are watching the show, and they're heroes.
Well, there is that cult following. There's that core of viewers. What was the show ranked last week? I mean, is it...
I mean, it's in the top 15.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's got viewers.
Yeah, but, so is Will and Grace. So what the hell does that mean?
The Emmy Award-winning Will and Grace.
Right. I stand by my statement.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. I was wondering if they, going with what you said, made some kind of side deal. If you stay in the house, we'll go ahead and split some more money with you.
I would be surprised, especially if the mutiny was as significant as you thought it was.
And what? I hate the show, but I keep watching it, just hoping to God something intelligent happens. Mm-hmm. And I'm embarrassed to say I'm from Spokane. That woman's from Seattle.
Oh, that moose, you mean?
The beauty queen.
Right.
Oh my God, it's so lame.
She's got a chin worse than Bo Buchanan's.
I can't even pick a winner that I'd want to win.
I said to Frida last night, I said, you know what really make this show good? It was right at the very end, she smacked me. I said, you know what make this good? A nice gangbang.
Oh, my God.
Not forcible, of course.
Consensual.
Yes, consensual.
Oh, sure, yeah. Absolutely.
But nice, four-on-one sex.
Yeah, fascinating.
Do you keep the token woman in and continue to nominate just the men out, or do you think...
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know enough about the show.
They ought to put another woman back in there. They ought to really do that.
It's the dumbest show, and they had the chance. If all six people really wanted to walk out, what CBS should have done was said, fine, you guys leave, and then they put six guys like Tom Gavin, Lewis the Retard, Dennis Murphy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Put six wild cards in there. Maybe America wants to see some nutty people.
That's terrific.
Well, they are turning into nutty people.
Now, those people, I'll say this. Those people in the house, I think another one of the reasons the show's not working is that unlike the Survivor cast, who started to hate each other at the end and stuff.
Right. They're lovey-dovey.
Yeah, these dumb people on Big Brother, they really like each other.
They're nice. Yeah, it's an interesting study because, I mean, it really is people confined, you know, under house arrest, basically.
Like Daryl Strawberry.
Just like Daryl Strawberry.
Yeah, why not put Daryl Strawberry on that show?
This is the only country where the show has aired where the people in the house get along.
Well, in other countries, the reason the show is big is because the people have sex.
Right.
And they show it on TV.
See, now there. Now I'm watching.
I mean, if you could show people banging,
right,
you'd have a hit show, right?
And get some show people.
Right. You know,
get some people from the cast of Cats.
Right.
They're available.
Okay, listen, next topic. I know everyone was talking about Big Brother. I promise we'll come back to it. I'm just jam-packed with topics today. A couple of things from New York. First, we're trying to get hold right now of our radio brothers up in New York, mm-hmm. Opie and Anthony,
mm-hmm.
who do the afternoon show on our New York station, WNEW.
More controversy in New York City.
Yeah, and it's all about, you know, the disc jockey who doesn't want anybody to talk about him. And I can't tell you what's going on now between Opie and Anthony and this disc jockey, or they will edit us out.
Mm-hmm.
Suffice to say, it's in the New York Post today.
Right.
And yesterday, Opie and Anthony were not on the air doing their show on NEW. Now, we don't find out about this till later because we do our show at the same time they do theirs.
There's trouble afoot.
Now, the upshot is this, that today, Imus, the one lung
stupid idiot.
He gets on his show and he says,
how about a sunflower?
Hey, if Opie and Anthony want to talk about this other disc jockey, why don't they come on my show and do it?
Uh-huh.
Because nobody can stop me from talking about this other disc jockey.
It's pretty interesting for him to do that because he's as nasty as they come.
Okay, here's all I want to point out. Hello, that idea was hatched on this show.
Yes, it was. Yes. Like you said, we all ought to go on that show.
A month ago.
And, you know, where he's not censored.
Right.
And talk about the other disc jockey that nobody can talk about on our airwaves.
A month ago, when we were on with ONA, I said, why don't we call Imus? Why doesn't somebody, you know, call Imus? We can all bunch up together, all of us together.
I wish they'd just stop the charade. I really do. Just put ONA in the morning.
Yeah,
put us live in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, say, hey, here we are. Take us for what it's worth, and we're going to do great, and we're going to have a great track record in New York City.
Well,
I wish to God they'd do that tomorrow.
Hopefully we're going to be talking to ONA today, because if, in fact, well, I don't even know. Now, if they're working,
we're
trying to find out if they've taken them off the air again today. If they're on the air, want to lend them our support, and just want to point out that, you know, this whole Imus thing.
Yeah, that started on this show. Yeah, remember you said that. We all should go on there and we could speak liberally about the subject that we're being censored about.
And God knows, I mean, we'd love the opportunity.
Of course.
If nothing else, it would be funny for you and me to be sitting in a room with Big Dumb Imus.
How you doing there?
How stupid idiots.
Stupid idiots.
Stupid idiots.
Hello there, Imus.
That's item number one from New York.
Uh-huh. That would be a potential unbelievable, like, nuclear Hiroshima disaster.
It
could be great, but you get that, really. I mean, you get that many DJs in one room, and that many DJs, especially one that's, fossilized. I mean, it just might be like, yeah, you suck.
However, you know, all the disc jockeys in the room would be brought together.
Yes, they would.
By one main focal point.
One focal point, and if we could keep our eyes on the prize, I think it would be A-okay. I'd certainly want to give it a chance.
Hey, Charlie, have you, where's Broyhill? Have you called ONA's producer yet? Well, I should probably just call WNEW. I should probably just call myself.
See if they're on today.
Find out what the deal is.
But I think our producer's...
Here comes Charles Loring Broyhill.
Supposed to be calling there now. Hello.
Resplendent in a wonderful Nike golf shirt.
Resplendent.
Dad. I like it, Mike.
I really do. It's one of my favorites.
Hello, Carlos.
Is it a new one?
No.
No?
No.
Did you call up there?
I've had yes, I did. I called three times. And I haven't got an answer yet.
Mm. You haven't gotten an answer if they're on or not?
No.
Did you say you haven't got an answer yet?
I may have said along those lines.
I think you did.
I haven't got an answer.
I have not received a response from them as of this time.
Okay. When's the last time you called?
Probably 25 minutes ago.
Oh, all right. I'll try. Let me just try.
Okay. I do understand they are on live today.
What? Uh-huh.
They are on live today.
Oh.
From what I heard.
All right, they're on.
Well, then just call the producer. Yeah. And see if they'll come on air with us.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's a good idea. Thank you.
So I told you an hour ago. Please try again. Thank you. Thank you for your help.
I got an answer.
Thank you for your help.
I haven't got an answer.
Too busy eating his food out of a bowl with his hands.
What'd you bring to work today?
Apple. You know, he sits back there and he eats stuff like spaghetti and lasagna with his hands.
He's got a very high metabolism. He can eat whatever he wants.
I'm not exaggerating. The other story from New York that I wanted to talk about, I wish we were up there today. They had this thing that could have been great, but was real bad. It turned out to be a hokey advertising stunt in Midtown Manhattan.
What'd they do?
They had this thing called the Thong-a-thon, where they were going to have guys in thongs running from the Plaza Hotel through Midtown Manhattan.
Oh, you can practically smell it.
Ending up in Times Square, right? Uh-huh. So I heard about this, and I thought, wow, great idea. We should get somebody from this race on the air, because I'm picturing like you. I'm picturing guys with asses like yours and mine.
Better yet, we should put somebody in the race.
No, but as it turns out, it's just a dumb advertising ploy.
For underwear?
Yeah, and all of the guys who were in the race, there was like 10 of them, they were all queer male models.
Oh!
You know, guys who look like guys on the cover of Men's Health magazine.
Well, that's just a cheesy shill.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
So it was just, you know, all of those kind from Bonnock.
Running up the street.
Running up the street in front of the Plaza Hotel.
There's no business like show business.
Do you like my baby blue thong? So that is that's a ripoff. I mean, if you're going to have a thong-a-thon, and that might be an idea that we steal incidentally and do on this show.
Yeah, but can we do it with women?
Well, I think, sure, we could do it with women, but to do it with guys, to do it with big, fat, sloppy guys would be funny.
Have the thong race?
Yeah.
We could have the thong race started down here on the lower level of our parking garage and finish the thong race right up at the finish line up on the upper deck and have the big fat guy, because big fat guys wouldn't be able to run much further than
that. Didn't we have an endurance race one time among fat people, among people who were really in awful shape?
You know, I'm thinking we could actually make it right around the building.
We had people running around the building. We did that already,
yeah, I think,
right?
It was the summer of 94, the Oprah-thon. And you had people on every corner, and you had, like, pork barbecue instead of water stations for them to stop and eat.
Why don't we go ahead and do a thong race with fat guys? I mean, there's no reason if you wanted to do this.
I'm telling you, when I heard about it, I thought immediately, big, meaty, cheesy buttocks bouncing up and down Fifth Avenue, but as it turns out, they were beautiful models. Okay, we'll put that one on the file.
At a beer station.
In the to-do file. The thong-a-thon.
Yeah.
Thong-a-thon.
That'd be fantastic. And, you know, we can have the assistants can be women in bathing suits.
Of course.
You know, you'd have to have some, you know, always important when you do anything involving.
Yeah, you got to have hotties involved.
Please. Of course.
You got to have some hotties. Yeah, maybe the girls who are manning the beer stations and, again, the hot dog stations, they could also be wearing thongs.
And as they come around the building, you know, you hand them little Dixie cups of beer, and they chug the beer down and then throw it down by their side.
Maybe next Friday we'll do it. I mean, we've got pretty much a great trip, at least one great trip to give away every week.
Right.
Throughout the entire fall book, so maybe we'll do it. Today we're giving away another vacation to Iceland, and we are going to be playing that all-time favorite, The Big Lie.
Oh, my God.
So listen, all you hillbillies, get ready.
Get ready, Clampets.
I'm going to just throw in a slightly different caveat today, though. Rather than have people call, and we'll allow people to call in and play The Big Lie when we start it, don't you think it would be interesting to have the Hayseeds actually come down to the station?
Yes.
And tell us the lie.
I think that's a great idea.
Face to face.
Yeah, we can eyeball them, you know. We can really, really get an eyeful. And that'll help with the crap detection, too.
Because, you know, the big lie is where you call us up generally and you tell us some awful, deep, dark secret that you've got that no one in your family knows or your best friend doesn't know. And then we pick the juiciest secret. We call that person up. We make you tell them the secret, and then you win some fabulous prize.
That's right.
And most times when we do it, we get bumpkins who are, you know, organizing themselves at Walmarts and mobile homes in America.
We'll win that trip by lying about the lie.
Yeah, and they always want to scam us.
Right. And it usually turns out that the more outrageous the lie, like, you know, I slept with my mother, my mother's sister's mother's sister, those are usually BS. But the ones that are not are usually the completely unique lies that are better and funnier and more shocking.
So I think we'll get first shot on this contest today for the trip to Iceland. The first shot to anybody, male, female, whatever,
to come down to the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters, the CBS building on Main Street in Toothless, Fairfax, Virginia, if you've got some secret or some big lie that you haven't told a member of your family or a friend before.
And you only collect your prize when you confess your sin, your lie to whoever it involves.
And I know that there's tons of guys listening right now who, you know, stop by the show every day just to say hello, and we have a last-minute contest. So we'll try that first, and if nobody shows up, then we'll go to the telephone. But let's try it live first so we can gauge the lies a little better.
The big lie, live.
Now, last night, right now.
Right now.
Last night, I got home. I was flipping around during Big Brother during the commercial breaks, and I went to the Olympics just because we went by it.
Well, did they have some events on?
Yeah, it was soccer that was on last night. And I was talking with Frida, and she brought up a fascinating point that pisses me off even more about the Olympics.
Okay.
Not so much about the Olympics per se, but the Today Show. Did you watch the Today Show today?
I watched it yesterday morning.
Okay.
I've been watching a lot of it in Sydney.
Are you aware that that's taped?
Yeah.
See, I wasn't.
Well, it would have to be taped because it was daylight.
See, I didn't. I did not know that.
A lot of people didn't know it. Not only is the actual program tapes, you know, when they're pretending to be live, but they do a lot more, of course, of the taped segments, like Katie Couric on the speedboat and stuff like that.
Today they had her laying on a beach,
right?
And they had Matt Lauer somewhere else, and then she says, okay, well, let's go to Big Fat Al standing with all those mooks. Let's go to the weather forecast. I mean, it's synchronized, and it's done so cleanly
that it looks like they're doing it live.
It looks live. That's what they want you to believe.
Since they have sunglasses on.
At 7 o'clock in the morning, what time would it be?
It's 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It'd be 9 o'clock at night.
I knew that there was that amount of time shift involved, but I thought from watching the Today Show, I thought, how do you do a show that's live about events that are happening right now when it's on a 14-hour shift?
Right now.
Right now. And I guess that's how they do it, because they do all that taped junk, then they throw it back to the Japanese lady and to the big fat guy doing the live stuff in New York.
So when we're watching the Today Show this morning, what you're seeing is actually
yesterday.
You know, hours before, when they've done it during the day in Australia.
Right.
See, so you're saying if they did it at 9 o'clock, of course it would be dark, and what they did it much earlier in the day, and they just rolled the tape, and then they get a chunk of time off.
Yeah, I guess so. Good Morning America was running graphics at the bottom of its screen, meanwhile, saying, instead of saying GMA Live at the bottom of the screen, it was saying GMA Really Live, and also, hey, it's really dark now. At the same time, to sort of as a jab at NBC, which was being shot, you know, on tape in broad daylight.
You know, the only thing I heard with their coverage there in Sydney, Australia, I guess it's the triathletes, where part of the deal is that they have to do this swim, and that the swim is going to be in shark-infested waters. And they said that the reason they're not worried about it is because it's been several years since there's been a shark attack in September. Like, can you believe that? I mean, and we're not talking about, the sand sharks in this part of the world.
Yeah, right,
these are
the great white sharks.
These are Jaws sharks. But apparently they have to swim through this bay that's like San Francisco Bay that's shark infested, and I don't know how they're going to protect them.
They've had divers out there shooing them away, I guess, with loud noises and stuff. But
trying
to clear the area of sharks.
Shooing them away.
Yeah,
sharks. And there's a real scientific way, you know. Big,
shoo fly.
Big body of water.
Come on now, get.
No chance of it, like a great white might not slip through the perimeter.
Get.
And not only that, but that ensures that all the ones that are left are going to be in great moods.
Yeah.
All this damn loud music. I'm going to eat me a tourist.
There's our leading triathlete. Oh my God. Oh no, look at the humanity. Oh my God.
I guess I'm just as dumb as your average American, because for the last two or three days, I had been watching the Today Show thinking, oh, that's interesting. You know, they're live in Australia. But in reality, no, I'm watching a taped broadcast.
Katie Couric having a very good time over there. She's having a little too much fun.
She looks good.
I saw her.
She does look good. She's looked good for quite some time.
Did you see her on the beach today?
No, I did not see that.
She was sitting on the beach, and she was so conscious of the fact she had a skirt on, and she was sitting on a beach towel angled. She was so conscious of the fact that the camera might get a shot of her pooter, that she just kept putting her hand on her crotch area.
Right. Because the skirt would be blown up by the wind.
And I found myself, once I got done staring at that,
like on your stomach on the floor in front of the television set,
I got fixed on her feet.
Right.
Because I noticed she didn't have shoes on. As she was fidgeting with the crotch area of her dress, her feet would nervously go on top of each other.
And rubbing her feet around.
She's trying to have a serious discussion, like saying, yes, and coming up in this half hour, Matt, we'll be discussing the Firestone tire recall and the George Bush commercial that says rats. And meanwhile, I'm looking at her crotch and looking at her feet. You know, and as it turns out, the whole goddamn thing is taped.
Yeah. It's all one big sham.
Scam. The whole thing is
a total scam, but it looks like they're having good weather over there, at least.
You know? Well, they shouldn't lie about it. And that's exactly, for instance, what we do in New York. Our show is time-shifted to New York. You're hearing it 4 hours later every night on NEW than it actually happens. We don't lie about that.
Time-shifted sounds like kind of space age when you say that, you know, like shape-shifting. You know what I mean? It's a time. We're time-shifted in New York.
We are.
It's very, very cool.
Time machine. But we don't lie about it.
No.
Now, we also don't go out of our way to say constantly that it's happening. Right. There's a lot of people who listen to us every night in New York.
Right.
And think that we're there. Think that, you know, that the show is really happening right at that moment.
We'd like to be live in New York.
Yes, we would.
If there was any way, we'd do it.
But I feel cheated by the Today Show.
You should. Well, you probably are going to continue to feel cheated by the entire Olympics because of the...
Well, I'm not interested in the Olympics.
The different stuff that's going on, you know.
The Olympics suck.
Yeah. You hate the Olympics. I kind of like the Olympics. You've always hated the Olympics.
Sucks. Now's not the time for the Olympics anyway. If you're going to have...
I like the Winter Olympics a lot better than the Summer Olympics anyway.
I'm with you there. And if you're going to have the crappy Olympics where you've got the guys running and swimming, do it in summer. Don't do it now. Don't do it during football season.
You know, it is the Summer Olympics. That's what it's called.
Right.
So why not do it in the summer?
Well, technically it still is summer for another week.
Yeah.
Technically.
I mean, well, it's not really even summer in Australia.
Yeah,
spring.
Isn't it like early spring there?
It's early
like
spring.
God, what an effed up country that is. The time is off, the seasons are off.
And they talk weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike. Hey, did you guys happen to catch any of the Latin Grammy Awards?
Hold on a second, sir. I just got to tell you what just happened in here. You had four grown men, four professional broadcasters, all looking at each other with their mouths hanging open. That was about the dumbest I think we've ever looked on this show. It was pretty amazing. It really. We all were like, everybody was like noodling through that summer-winter thing in Australia at the same time, and we all kind of had our heads cocked in a jaunty
angle. Some are good.
Four gigantic organic monkeys looking at each other. Yeah. Some are hot. Some are good.
Beginning spring. Me no get.
What can we do for you?
Hey, did you catch any of the Latino Grammy Awards last night?
No.
Leah Remini was presenting. I must say, she was at her hottest.
Was she really? Is she Latino? She's not Latino. Leah Remini?
No, I think she probably did that for her bow, you know, because her bow is probably plugged
like
in.
Angelo's ever going to win a Grammy.
Yeah, but he's probably plugged
Angelo
into
can't
the,
get a record made.
She was looking pretty tan and Latino. And
her boyfriend.
Andy Garcia and Jimmy Smith, and they're all, you know, getting. And she was like there with her New Jersey or New York kind of draw accent. But she looked good, I must say.
All right, thank you for the update, sir.
He's finished now?
Yeah, that's it. He's...
I was just going to say she probably did that to help her. That was her beau, you know, her sort of fiancé. Angelo. What other reason would she have for going on there? Unless she has some Latina.
No, unless she's just trying to, you know, get some ratings
right.
For her TV show, King of Queens.
The award show was on CBS. Her show's on CBS. That's probably partly how she got it. Probably wasn't limited exclusively to Latinos,
right.
You know, the presenters and stuff.
But it was the Latino Grammy Awards.
Yes.
Which is weird.
I don't understand that. I thought Latin music was included in the regular Grammy.
It is. That it's like a splinter Grammy. Then you should have the black Grammy. You have the white Grammys. You should have the Asian Grammys.
Mm-hmm. There are six or eight different kinds of Latino music, and I think that's one of the reasons. I don't think most people would be familiar with them if they had to sit through it at the regular Grammy show.
You think Leah had to like sit down with Tommy Mottola before the show, and she said, okay, here's the deal. I'd be glad to come and present, but you have to listen to this tape by my boyfriend.
I bet it's exactly like that.
Angelo.
We'll have to find out.
And then it's one of his songs, one of his dumb songs.
Like, you actually went to a recording session with him.
I did.
So you've heard his music.
Oh,
Oh, Leah, I love you so much.
So he's kind of like a Mark Anthony sound. Or is it Mark Anthony?
John Sakana, like one of those guys.
Yeah, okay.
I love you so much. You give me a thrill.
You bought the house in the hills.
You pay all my bills.
Hey, you're on the successful show. I love you more than you know.
To be with you, it's not hard. When you want a present, I just make you a card. Oh, Leah, you're a TV star, and I'm living with you.
You're such a sweetie that I like. Please stay away from Don and Mike.
Go on this show, darling.
I love our brand new digs, but those two boys, they sure are pigs.
Go on that show, darling, and get me a recording contract.
Muchas gracias.
Arriba, don Lalo y Miguel.
All right, now listen, Leah. You go on that show for me, and I will make you a big, big, big card that says, Angelo loves you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's so nice, Angelo.
Remember the cards we've seen that he's made for her?
Wow.
Like big... We get a big piece of
construction paper.
Construction paper, right. Thank you.
That's what you have to call it, too, construction paper.
That's right.
Kind of thing you'd use, like, in kindergarten. Big construction, and glues on some buttons.
Some macaroni. I mean, in essence, that's what it is. And
sure.
She's paraded around and said, look, she says, look how much he loves me. He doesn't spend money on me. Look at that. That's from his heart.
Here's your birthday card. I need some money to go to New York. First class. Gracias. I love you, Conchita.
Olia, please go on the Latin Grammy Awards.
This guy, we've met this guy before. Guy had hardly, hardly a trace of an accent.
Right. But it will really help my career.
You are such a beautiful girl, Leah. Techiegold.com. You know, this guy, seriously, we've met him on more than one occasion. He has no accent whatsoever. We have turned him into Ricardo Montalban.
I am going to go to New York. You will watch my many children for me.
You're beautiful and lovely. You carry the house payment and you do the hard work that is required. You let me go away and make music with my friends.
So I can be a troubadour.
I love you, Leah.
And here's a giant card that I have just put together to show you how much I love you.
I will be back in 3 weeks. Adios. I love you, Leah. Rima.
Rides away on his horse.
See you later.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
This is Mike in South Carolina.
Hi, Mike.
You guys were talking about in cracking on CBS so hard about them trying to pull off that it was a live show. But the first thing they say every morning when they come on is, this is a taped show, taped version.
Well, maybe they say that at exactly 7 o'clock when they come on, but they
probably don't want it to be top of mind that the show is taped. They probably don't want that to be the number one thing people think when they tune in. And I would say that's pretty obvious from the way they present it.
Maybe they mentioned it once at the beginning as kind of a disclaimer in case anybody asks them.
Right. And it's NBC, not CBS.
I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. And they may. You're right. I did hear it only once, and that was early in the morning. And they did run a story on how they're going to keep the sharks away.
I didn't see that. What are they going to do?
They're going to have a fleet of divers in the water, and they've got some kind of special, supposedly electronic device that's supposed to repel sharks. They are going to actually have a line of divers.
Rob, would that perhaps be just a different way of saying exactly what you said before?
Yeah, just something that makes noise.
I will buzz said it, but I think
Buzz said it. Sorry, Buzz.
It's like an ultrasonic center that the humans and all can't hear, but the fish will.
Thank you. Goodbye, genius.
I'm not the genius.
we're calling you a genius, so accept the compliment.
Gee, thanks.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Makes a sound humans can't hear.
Why, you can hear it?
Pardon me?
I said, though, that means you can hear it?
No, we were just getting a little frustrated. You were trying to tell us what was going on, and it was taking about an hour.
And you were saying something that really had already been said.
Oh. Okay. Well... You were the smart one anyway that, didn't know what it was, so I was just trying to tell you that they had already
put it out, and I'm trying to tell you what it was.
I was the smart one who didn't know what?
What they were going to use.
What who was going to use?
The Australians.
Are you still talking about the sharks?
Sure, that's what you were talking about.
Listen, okay, I'm going to backtrack a little bit here. What you told us had already been announced on this show by Buzz before you called.
I heard it.
Buzz had said that there were going to be divers in the water using sound to keep the sharks away, which would be another way of saying what you said. So you were really repeating what had just been said.
I was clarifying what had been said.
Oh, you were clarifying.
How were you clarifying?
Because you were talking about audible sounds, and they're not audible sounds.
I said sound. He said electronic.
Well, you know, it's a Buzz was kind of general in his report about it, but then when you were clarifying, we were getting a little frustrated because you were trying to clarify, but you really didn't know exactly what was going on either, did you?
Yeah, I know that they're using ultrasonic devices to repel the fish.
Which is why I said, thank you, genius.
And ultrasonic means...
As a smart aleck remark, but that's
sound.
Okay.
Sound.
Again, thank you, genius.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Good luck with that theory of relativity.
Another friend made. Just when you're going to clarify and you're going to improve upon what Buzz was telling us, just get to the point.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I wanted to tell you about the Sacramento station.
Our radio station?
Yes.
Great. What about it?
Okay, I called and I talked to this stupid guy named Don. I'm sorry, not Don. Bob Jones. I said, that's not your real name. And he said, it's Robert Donald Jones. And he said, by them cutting out early is good for your show. Makes people want more. Don and Mike understand, and you don't have a problem.
Do you have any idea how old this is?
Okay, well, what you're telling us now, we appreciate it, honey.
Okay.
What you're talking about is the fact that KHTK in Sacramento, mm-hmm. you know, aborts our show every day before it's done.
Right, like it...
People call...
45.
Right, people call KHTK, and KHTK lies to people.
Right. Oh, that's another thing. It says, KHTK, your station for the truth.
Okay, well, that's a lie.
Yeah.
That's a lie. We are not happy that our show is aborted every day before it's over.
It's really a shame.
It's not good for the show. We don't support it. We're not happy about it. But there's nothing we can do about it.
Okay, well, since a lot of people from San Francisco listen,
yes.
can I give out their 800 number so it's free?
The 800 number for the radio station?
Yes.
Okay, but it would do no good. I mean, you can give it out if you like.
Okay, well, then maybe they'll get so frustrated that they'll...
No, they won't.
Put it on.
No, believe me, they've had the onslaught before. They really have their heels dug in about this.
But just know, we don't like it. We don't approve of it. It's not good for the show. But there's nothing we can do about it. We have a contract with them.
How long does it last?
Another 2 years.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. She was just clarifying that.
Yeah. She was. So they're going to use ultrasound to keep our show on unabbreviated.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hi. When Cassandra left the house last night, did you hear Eddie drop the S-bomb?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I did. And, you know, again.
Is Eddie the one-legged guy?
Yeah. And I said to Frida, are they not even bright enough to do a live show with a delay?
Amazing.
Because Eddie said O-S.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right on live TV, right on CBS.
CBS, Eddie saying yes.
CBS. But then they must have got the delay up and running because they beeped something out later in the show. So maybe they turned the delay on after he dropped the S-bomb.
Well, it's CBS. We now know what the S stands for.
We've known that all along. Thank you, my friend.
Yep, bye-bye.
Thank you for the call. One last call here in this segment. Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, they're not going to use ultrasound to keep the sharks away. They're just going to drop Harry Morgan into the water.
Okay.
I'd, you know, normally step right up, but there was really no reason.
No need. No.
You know how hard that is for me to refrain from doing that.
I know. But all you would be...
It's not fair. I'd be encouraging him, and it made absolutely no sense.
No sense. Right. No sense at all.
No sense. Silly.
At all.
It's pointless.
Go ahead.
Stay away, sharks.
877-365-3636.
Swimmers here. Got swimmers here. Keep away.
But you out there, don't think that's funny because you said it.
Right. You go away. Got a great white over here. Go away. Boo.
Call 100 right now. We got a prize for 877.
Woo!
865-3636.
Bad shark.
Be the 100th caller.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, they still don't understand why the Jets broke up. You know what I mean.
Right.
And I don't mean the team. I mean the Polynesian band.
Right.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Give on up, man, and have a meal, and enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
Now, listen, don't forget, our doors are open.
Yeah.
We're ready for a live in-studio version of The Big Lie today. Also known as What My Wife Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Her. Also known as What My Husband Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Him.
Also known as Radio TNT.
We are giving away another trip to Iceland today. But we're giving first shot to those who come down to the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters, the CBS building on Main Street in Toothless, Fairfax, Virginia, to tell us your lies.
He's a king you're gonna like, a Sumpo Gala guy. Bare their souls to Don and Mike and tell them their big lies.
Now, the prize is a trip to Iceland,
mm-hmm.
courtesy Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic.
Very good.
So if you want to play, come on down, man. Have a meal.
It's that easy, man.
Want to get a live version going today? Now we'll call 100. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Hi,
Mike.
Hi there.
Hello, 100.
Yes, you are. Hello, who's this?
This is Bill.
Bill, where are you from?
Lusby, but I was raised in Rockville.
All right, Bill, you've won $50 worth of power cards from Dave and Buster's.
Ooh, city.
Wow. City. Dave and Buster's has everything an adult could ever want in one big, amazing place.
Hey, that's great.
It's a big video game place. Enjoy that. $50. $50 at Dave and Buster's lasts you about 5 minutes.
Very loud at Dave and Buster's, too. Very loud.
Enjoy. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold on. Just a moment. Oh, I'm so happy that TV Land, which is generally an awful channel,
yes,
has put the Dick Van Dyke Show on.
Back on in a time when you can see it?
At the perfect time.
What time?
10 to 10:30.
Oh, my God. And I used to watch every... You've seen every episode.
There's no TV show that I love more...
I know that.
...than the Dick Van Dyke Show. It is... balls out, the best TV show ever.
You know, it's amazing when you look at a show like that and you compare it to today's sitcoms. And
you can't compare it.
You realize, though, that the show holds up better than any of its kind. Any show from that era, no show holds up better than the Dick Van Dyke.
The show is 40 goddamn years old. I used to watch it every day when I was a kid after school. And it's my favorite show. I loved it when it was on Nick at Night.
You know what I would have done? The only thing I would have ever done to change the Dick Van Dyke Show, because I enjoyed him so much when he was on, more Rob Reiner. Carl Reiner, I should say. More Carl Reiner.
He was on quite a bit as Alan Brady.
He had like a one season where there was just... It was so fracturingly funny. He was the perfect a-hole. Nobody ever played the a-hole celebrity better than Carl Reiner.
And last night, speaking of Carl Reiner, they ran two great episodes. First, they ran the episode where Laura dyes her hair blonde because she thinks that Rob is losing interest in her. And he comes home from work and her hair is half blonde and half black. And then they ran the episode where Laura gets on a game show and inadvertently tells the host that Alan Brady wears a toupee. And then she goes down to Alan Brady's office.
She's got to go. Rob makes her go into...
No. Rob doesn't know.
Oh, he
She goes down to try to save his job. And she goes in his office and Alan Brady has all these plastic mannequin heads.
With the wigs on.
And on each one, there's a toupee. Just a great show. Yeah. And it's a perfect time because I go to bed about 10:30, quarter to 11 every night.
Right.
I was just laying in bed last night, and I'm thinking, you know, what a pathetic man I am.
I can see you lying in bed laughing, showing your teeth laughing.
I am so happy about the Dick Van Dyke Show being on. And last night, I said to Bart, listen, watch this show with me.
Okay.
This is a funny show. This is my favorite show of all time.
Is he rolling his eyes at first?
I'll let him tell you.
Okay.
I'll let him tell you.
I'm eager to hear.
Yeah, I think most people can imagine what his response would be. I mean, he's heard me... Hola.
Hey.
He's heard me talk about the show, you know, God knows, for years and years and years.
This is the first time you tried to get him to sit down and watch it with you?
Yeah. Remember last night? Hey, Barty?
Yeah.
We watched Dick Van Dyke?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How'd you like it, Bart?
I did not laugh.
You didn't think it was funny?
It held my attention.
He kept saying to me over and over again,
when does this show get funny? And I said, the show is not funny like someone's going to fall down and get hit in the face with a pie funny.
Right. Yeah, although in the opening sequence you laughed when Dick Van Dyke's...
Trips over the ottoman.
Yeah. I mean, I did laugh at that.
You laugh at that?
Yeah.
Every time.
And I also laugh at the episodes when he skips around it. When he fools you. When you think he's going to fall over.
Oh, yeah.
And he kind of
points at the people that are at the party.
Yeah.
Hey, look
great. Hey, great to see you. And he kisses Laura and he rubs Richie's hair.
A sensible home in
New Rochelle. On Bonnie Meadow Lane.
And I said to him, Dad, tell me when you think something is funny. And he didn't raise his hand once.
Well, no, Bernie, it's because on Dick Van Dyke, the one we were watching last night, the whole plot line was funny. The whole show was funny, but I can't hold my hand up like in Dumb and Dumber and say, okay, this is the great scene now when Jeff Daniels is going to get, diarrhea.
Well, what it is really is the situation is funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole show's funny.
Hence the situation comedy.
Yeah, but he came in last night and I was all happy. I said, listen, watch this with me. This is the show. This is it. This is the best television show that's ever been made.
Probably the black and white didn't do it for him either.
I'm so happy it's on. Did you care it was in black and white?
Not really.
No. Just did not care for it.
I did not like Dick Van Dyke. I would have rather watched, an episode of The A-Team, say.
The A-Team sucks.
Yeah, The A-Team really sucks.
No, it did not. Mr. T is the man.
You don't even know anything about Mr. T except that he was in the Rocky movies.
And he's funny on The A-Team.
When have you ever seen The A-Team?
They play it on one of those channels, maybe TBS, maybe TV Land.
Your whole house has gone retro.
Wow. TV Land has The A-Team.
But TV Land has The A-Team?
Yeah, I think at 11 o'clock at night.
Oh. Well, I don't know. Maybe you've seen it then. I don't know. All right, Barty, mommy home yet?
No. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She just drove in, so you got to wait a little while. She's got to get out of the car and stuff.
All right, well, then while we're waiting, why don't we talk about our... video game today.
Yeah, you cheated.
Oh.
you were kind of looking like you were swaggering there, and then he accused you of cheating.
And didn't I go back and reset and take a timeout when I cheated?
Okay, that's the one time you cheated.
That's the only time I cheated.
No, you looked at my plays a couple times, and I know it.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
See, we're playing the video football game today.
Right.
Okay, the NFL 2K1. And... when you play a video game with Bart, it's not like playing against someone who really is playing the game like it's a football game, because Bart will line up in a punt formation on second down. Bart will line up in a field goal blocking situation on first down.
Hi, Daddy-O.
Hi, honey.
Hello.
He does all of this.
Mom, get off. I can't hear. Please.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I want to talk to her in a second.
Okay.
He does all of this unorthodox stuff.
Right.
It works.
Okay, but...
well, how does that justify what you did?
Okay, what I did was...
It was fourth down, and he looked at my play, because he picked punt return, and I picked fake punt. And then, as soon as we get out of the tournament, I see him audible to a normal defense.
Right, because I looked on the screen and I saw that he was going to do a fake punt return.
On the screen that you weren't supposed to look on. Right.
See, that's the thing in this game. When you pick your play, both sides have their plays up on the screen at the same time. So really, you have to go on the honesty program.
The honor program?
Yeah, you're not going to look at the other guy's play. But I look up there and
you failed the test, Dad.
I see fake punt pass. So I go, I audible to a regular defense, and he says, hey, you looked. And I said, I did not. And he said, yes, you did. And then I said, okay, you're right. I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back. I took a timeout. Charged myself a timeout.
What was the end result of the game?
That's an excellent question, Uncle Mike. Why don't you tell Uncle Mike, Barty?
Well, you see, I was going to score in the end, but the game was incorrect because it kicked off, and
I did not touch
the ball.
What was the score before that?
Before that, it was 14-10.
No. It was 21-10.
No, it was 14-10.
Barty, it was 21-10.
It was 14-10.
Bart, listen. Marshall Faulk scored a touchdown, and the Rams defense returned two of your Tampa Bay passes for touchdowns.
I'm telling you, Dad, it was 14-10.
Barty, I'm telling you, it's 21-10, and then the last touchdown that was disputed made it 28-10. Anyway, Uncle Mike, I was the winner.
No, but he
but
did
that
it.
Does say that you're excited about that because that doesn't happen very often.
It never happened.
It never. So this is the first time you,
I never
beat your son?
I never beat him at video games.
And,
never.
And Bart, you're saying he didn't win legitimately?
No.
No, I cheated one time.
More than one.
One time, that's it.
I cheated one time and I fessed up to it.
You still lie.
Yeah,
you
but when I asked you at first, you go, no. And then I said, Dad, well,
It's because you're damn frustrating to play with because you don't play like a normal guy would play football. I mean, how are you supposed to get your defense comes up to the line and he's Tampa Bay and it's 2nd and 10 and he's in a punt formation.
It's called creative playmaking.
Right, but real
what? Well, you know all the great ones, Don. You know Eric Coryell, Bill Walsh.
But they never
all
they,
the greats. They do what the other guy thinks that they don't do what the other guy thinks they're going to do.
But they would never really line up in a punt formation on 2nd down.
Well, also that you know you're sitting there with the plastic controllers in your hands. You're not like in a real football game.
No, I take it a little seriously.
It's a different. But would you agree? It's a totally different field of battle when you're talking about video games. That's why it's perfectly within the rules for him to do that crazy stuff.
Yes, it is, which is why it's perfectly within the rules for me to cheat.
Cheat.
You know, look at the screen to see what kind of crazy play he's calling.
And Dad, about the field goal block formation, actually, if you're going to run, why not?
Oh, you mean, okay, you mean, if I'm on offense.
Let's say it's 3rd and 4, I know you're not going to pass, so I just line up in field goal.
So he lines up in the field goal, so he puts like 10 guys up on the line, you know. Yeah, but I beat you at that because I passed out of that formation today.
Yes!
Big victory for Daddy today.
No, that was the one where it didn't count because I was supposed to have the ball.
Listen, there was like 5 seconds left in the game.
I was going
to
score.
I had just scored a touchdown to go up 21-10.
Right.
I kicked off to Bart. Bart purposely had his guys run away from the football so that the clock would not start, so that he would have 5 seconds left.
Okay.
Well, the ball rolls down to the 1-yard line. One of my guys goes down and touches the ball. And the next thing you know, it's St. Louis ball on the Tampa Bay 1.
That's not supposed to happen.
I know, but it happened.
Well, that would happen, right? No, nobody called a fair catch. Right?
No. I think that it would be St. Louis downing the ball on Tampa Bay's 1, and then Tampa Bay would have 99 yards to go for a touchdown.
Right.
I don't think that that should have happened, but that was a moot point because I was already up.
I think
this game today does not count because...
Oh!
Because we did not play a full game.
Well, yeah, and that's because, hello, I have a job. I have things I have to do. I can't spend like 5 hours down there with you.
You'll pull out all the stuff, so if you...
Yes.
We played a half today. And
I'm willing to wager that if you had been losing at the half by, let's say, 3, and you were going, and I was going to kick off, you would not have left.
Bart, I absolutely would have left. I told you, I have to get to work. I stayed at home late today.
Yes, but you said you have to get to work, but you didn't. You never set a set time when you had to go.
Well, you're never at home. You know, you're home from school today. You're never at home. You don't know what time we normally go to work.
Yeah, but the only thing is, if you don't say what time you have to go, you're leaving it open until... Unless you're losing,
Your house sounds like it's kind of like a 24-hour McLaughlin report.
It is. You know, listen, you just hate to lose, and I hate to lose. But face it, today I beat you.
Fairly.
Okay, thank you. I beat you, though.
If by unfair methods, you still beat me.
Thank you. May I talk to the mom, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
She's another competitive sort.
She is. Jesus.
Speaking of, are you doing your schoolwork?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Now, what did have to do with schoolwork?
Nothing.
I don't know, he's just strange.
Yeah, I'm the strange one. I only did it because you did it.
Sure.
Where's Mom?
Oh. Okay, I'll get her.
Would you please thank you?
Bond's broken.
Pardon me? The phone is broken?
Yes.
What phone are you on?
The one upstairs in the office.
In the computer room?
Yeah.
It's not broken.
I don't know. It's not letting me put you on hold.
All right, well, why don't you just yell downstairs for Mom?
Hello? Whoa.
Hello?
Hang up.
Hello? Just yell downstairs and tell my mom on the phone.
Hello?
Jesus.
Now you're on hold. You don't have music on hold at your house?
No, I don't.
Oh, you should get that. Tapes of our show.
Oh, how maddening would that be?
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Boo Boo.
Hi, sweetie.
You shouldn't argue with your son.
Oh, come on. It's fun.
All right.
It's fun. I beat him anyway. You know that. Beat him fairly.
Well, you had a couple of weeks to practice.
Beat him at that game.
How long do you think that'll last?
Oh, you did practice.
I told you I played that game before.
You go. I only played it once.
Yeah, one time.
Yeah, we know, but Bart, you know we multiply everything that he says by three.
All right, hang up the phone, son.
Okay.
Hang up.
Okay, he's gone.
Hi, honey.
Hi, sweet pea.
Listen, Big Brother.
Yeah.
Right? Are you now willing to go on the record and say, I know that's your favorite show, but now do you agree that show sucks teat?
Oh, I think it's, I've never disagreed that it's poorly produced and a disappointing show from CBS's point of view. I liked it. It was just one of those odd things that I liked.
You still like it even with the disappointment of last night?
But last night was really stupid because they had, I felt sad for them because I want the show to succeed because I like it. I think it's a whole experience. Well, you know, Donna's even told you my whole theory of how it mirrors life and death.
See, she gets very deep on Big Brother.
Well, it's like these people are alive. It's like in your life, you know, you're living, you're doing your day-to-day stuff, and then, you know, once in a while, someone has to leave you, and they can go on, and they go on to a better world, and but they're afraid to leave, but then they leave, and they find out it's okay, and they can still see the people in the Big Brother house. Hey, I know you're not listening to me. You're not fooling me. I know you pot it down and you're saying other stuff that I can't
hear. No, I'm just playing a tape right now.
Get it. You're too shallow to understand anyway.
Oh, no, I'm too shallow. I heard this lecture last night.
Well, you know, theory, but it's way
so
over.
So Big Brother imitates life.
When they had Cassandra.
Imitates life and death.
When Cassandra left the Big Brother house and when she walked onto the set with Julie Chang, when she walks on that set and she comes down the aisle, Frida said to me, real deep in everything last night, she said, that's like when you die and you go to the other side. You
see, all those people are waiting there to greet you.
You see life on the other side. I'm like, you know, honey.
I might look in at Big Brother with that angle.
No, listen, she's nuts.
Well, you know, might be, but she seems to love the show. And if you look at it from that perspective, maybe it's, you know.
It doesn't help. But
anyway, I thought they really blew it last night because they had a big audience because they had a potential controversy happening. And they did absolutely nothing but interview Cassandra for the whole hour.
So if your theory holds true, everybody walking out of the house would have been a mass suicide.
Yes, exactly. You know what? I thought of that. Very good. You aren't too slow, Mike. You can follow.
Thank you.
Well, good. You try sitting around and hearing this 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah. Like I talk about Big Brother 24 hours a day.
You talk about it a lot.
I do not.
Yeah, you do, too.
All right. Basically, they all would have been leaving and drinking the poison Kool-Aid.
You do, too. You go on the website all the time.
Yeah, it would have been wrong. But, they, you know, the only thing that's different is that they have to choose who dies, and normally God makes it.
Oh, hey, sweetie, what was that dumb T-shirt the guy had on last night?
You can't spell class without Cassandra, and you can really.
And you can spell class without Cassandra.
Right, and Cassandra doesn't have an L in it. We couldn't figure that out.
I think it just said Cass. You can't spell class without Cass, I think is what
the letter
said.
No, I thought it said Cassandra.
I couldn't hear you there for a minute. No, it said you can't spell class without Cassandra.
Oh, hold on. There, Buzz, say that again.
What I saw, Frida, the T-shirt said you can't spell class without Cass, just C-A-S-S. The T-shirt said you can't spell class without A-S-S.
Ass.
Right.
Well, that's what I thought. You can't spell ass without class. But, no, it. Yeah, you might have been right, Buzz, but it doesn't make any sense that way either.
Mm. All right. I love you, sweetie.
Well, I love you, my boo-boo.
Thank you.
I'll explain that more in depth to you tonight.
Okay.
Right after we have Lovin's, which we hadn't had in ages.
Hey, listen, you know, let me know when.
Yeah, well,
let me know when. Miss last night, miss 10 o'clock, gotta do laundry.
Oh, excuse me for doing my jobs, mister. I've had 5 martinis and I'm now going to snore.
No. Hey.
What?
Hold on. How many martinis last night?
No, you did.
Zero.
Just how many? Just a bottle of wine.
Honey, you're lying. You're lying out of your ass. I had one glass of wine last night.
Well, you know, how come it's okay when you say I talk about Big Brother 24 hours a day when I exaggerate slightly that you had 3 glasses of wine and I said it was a whole bottle?
I mean, a bottle is an exaggeration?
I did not have 3 glasses of wine last night.
Two and a half.
Two tops and not even a full glass.
I think both of you are way too hung up over quantity when you're talking about booze.
And
yeah, all that's going to do for both of you is to make you miserable when you're talking about quantity and booze.
You know, there
a glass,
no way,
a bottle, what's the matter?
There would be no way I'd get any affection last night with the great Dick Van Dyke on at 10 o'clock. I mean, and he had a double O, so it was 10 to 11, Dick Van Dyke. I can't compete with that.
Yeah, but I did.
Not 19.
You know, I did say to you on more than one occasion, what are you doing? You're like, oh, I've got so many things to do. I've got to do the laundry, and I've got the laundry that's on the washer and the dryer. Did you do that? Is that clean or is that dirty? And I've got to pick up all of these hangers on the floor. I mean, you were really kind of turbo nutty last night.
Well, I was trying to get some things squared away. I've been away a lot.
You know why she's trying to get, this is what's wacky.
Mm.
She's cleaning up for the cleaning lady.
Yeah. Mm.
This is why she's cleaning up last night. She's cleaning up last night because the cleaning lady's coming today.
No, that's
right?
Not true.
What's the whole point of having a cleaning lady?
No.
You said to me, you said, I got to clean up before Alicia comes over.
I said, I have to wash she uses, you know, rags. And they were still sitting in dirty from last week. And she couldn't clean this week unless they got thrown through the wash one time.
I just think it's sad that the star of Clueless has fallen that far where she's got to clean houses.
Alicia Silverstone.
Alicia Silverstone coming over.
All right, honey. I love you. I'll see you.
Goodbye, Boo.
Goodbye.
What a mess.
Stood my family for years and years, you know, very well to not obsess over quantity. You know, don't worry. Glass, a bottle. Thank you, Rob.
You know, and the thing that's a pisser about that is, I've said to her before, I'm not going to drink during the week. You know, I'm not going to have martinis during the week. But I get home last night and she says, hey, I got a bottle of that wine we like. You know, so it's like, I wanted, she busts my balls for having a drink. Then I say, I'm not going to drink during the week. And I come home and she goes, hey, look. A bottle of that great wine. What do you think? What do you say? I can't say no to that.
No, it's very romantic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, actually, I don't mean to try and get down on Bart or anything, but Bart didn't actually get screwed on that play. That's actually the rule. On a kickoff, as long as it goes 10 yards, if the kicking team picks it up, it works just the same as an onside kick. And so
that's what I was thinking when you were saying that. I was thinking that would be like an onside kick unless he signals. If he puts his hand up, then it becomes.
Haven't you seen that in a real game, though, where a team will kick off and all of the guys from the other team will run away from it because they don't want to touch it?
Right.
It didn't touch any member of Bart's team.
What is the actual NFL rule? I've seen that, and I know what you're talking about.
It rolled down to the one-yard line where my guys went down and touched it, and I assumed that they were downing it.
You know what? I think I'm almost certain now that I'm thinking of that rule in the real NFL, whenever that happens, the receiver who's catching the ball, the guy that's going to run the ball back, puts his hand up in the air.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm almost, because otherwise, what's the difference between, it's not like they have to tell the referee that they're doing an onside kick. Otherwise, the ball goes 10 yards and becomes, if it's not signaled for a fair catch, it becomes anybody's property. I think that's the rule.
I think I've seen games, though,
where they haven't signaled?
Yeah, where I've seen guys where they say, just get away from it. The ball's going to come down and hit some guy. You know, don't let it touch you.
But how would that
differ? Receiving team.
How would that differ from the rules on an onside kick where the ball has to go 10 yards and then it's anybody's ball?
I don't know. Hello? I really don't know. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
I mean, I wasn't giving you one of my flip, I don't know. That was a serious.
Yeah, I'd love to
know. I don't know.
I'd love somebody that knows the rule. And because I'm thinking back to, you know, that play happens 100 times
all
every
the time,
week.
Right, in every game.
But I'm wondering, with every time when that happens, here comes Charlie Broyhill. Maybe he knows.
And hold on, the hotline is also ringing. Hold on a second. Hello?
Hey, Dad.
Hey, hold on a second, Barty. Yes, Charlie?
Once the ball has gone 10 yards, anybody can recover it.
Ah.
What about, so when Don's talking about it, though, when the ball comes down and bounces down and they touch it down.
That's a punt. Are you referring to a punt?
No, this
kickoff?
Was a kickoff. This
Once
was a
it
kickoff.
Goes 10 yards, anybody can
What about,
it.
What if the, on the kickoff, if the receiver for the kickoff raises his hand and lets the ball go by, then it becomes the...
Then he's an idiot. He should have caught the ball. You raise your hand, that just means they have to allow you, the kicking team has to allow you
I am,
to catch the ball.
Wait a minute, I swear to God I've seen many kickoffs. Is it only punts?
Yeah, you can only do a fair catch on a punt.
You can't do a fair catch on kickoff.
Can you really?
No, you can fair catch on a kickoff, but can't you? So in other words, it seems to me like I've seen kickoffs, maybe it's just been punts that I've seen this, where the ball bounces down and they down the ball, but maybe that's just right, on punts.
That's just a punt.
Really?
Yeah, Barty?
Oh, I was thinking I've seen kickoffs where, like, you see the opposite team jump into the end zone to keep it out.
Yeah, exactly. I thought I've seen that.
Not on a kickoff.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Because I think so, too. I've seen that on kickoff where you see a guy jump into the end zone and bat the ball back out on the field.
If there is somebody who can run downfield on a kickoff and get to the end zone before the ball...
Okay, that's a good point.
They're very fast.
He'd be Superman. He'd get a flash.
I think we're all doing the same thing. Well, you're not, but I mean, Don and I are doing the same thing, where you just think that it's kickoff.
I guess so. So
maybe it just never happens. It's either...
I believe that was a legal play.
Yes, but then you have to take into consideration I only did it because I thought you wouldn't get it.
But still,
that doesn't matter.
It was a legal play.
Yes, but we are both uninformed.
It was a legal play, though.
Uninformed.
Legal play.
Uninformed.
Legal play.
Uninformed.
Big winner.
Big loser.
Yes, you are.
No, you are.
No, you are.
You are.
No, you are.
You are.
You are.
You are.
Oh, come on. Listen, I'm your father, for God's sake.
I like it when you bail out.
Bull rag.
Hey, come on.
Yeah, come on now.
I'm your father.
You're only giving me this lip because we're on the radio now.
Okay, my father is the greatest NFL 2K1 player in the world.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cannot be beaten.
You're right.
I cannot match his awesome power.
Okay, all right. Shut up. I'll see you when I get home.
Never play him again because I will obviously lose.
All right, I'll see you tonight.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Thinking about kickoffs. It must always be punts. That's what I'm thinking.
Hey.
Hey,
about 4 years ago, Barry Foster, a kickoff is live, a punt is not. 4 years ago, Barry Foster in a Pittsburgh game allowed the ball on a kickoff to go, and the other team picked it up and ran it in for a touchdown.
All right. Okay.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was trying to get through and explain the rule to them because they're getting it all ass backwards.
I think we got it now.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, thank you. That was the late Tom Landry calling.
I want to tell you right now.
I think you're bitter. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, buddy.
I used to work for EA Sports.
What happened to your voice just there? You cleared your throat and you're like, hey, how you doing? And then you went,
yeah. I used to work for EA Sports. Yeah, well, you know, I got some lung butter going on. Sorry.
All right, that's okay.
I used to work for EA Sports, and in the 96 Madden NFL game on Sega Genesis, if you were backed up to your 1 yard line and you snapped the ball and you backed into your own end zone to pass it, if you passed it into the backfield and your receiver caught it in your own end zone.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry I brought it up. Really sorry I brought it up. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, I'm going to talk to Mike about...
There's another guy underwater.
Hello? Yes, sir.
That time a cell phone, I think.
Yep, and that phone just died. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, call from Don and Mike.
Yes, you're on the air with us. Please turn down your radio.
Oh, sorry about that. Just wanted to inform you on the kickoff policy there. That was correct what the other guy said.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you for clarifying something that had already been clarified.
Goodbye.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How's life in the future today?
Oh, that's right. We're 48 seconds in the future. Mm-hmm.
Things are great.
Unbelievable.
You know, I wish you were up here with us because there are all sorts of wild and incredible things that are happening.
The advances?
Yep.
You would not believe what an advanced world it is when you're able to live 48 seconds in the future.
You back there 48 seconds ago, you know, things are just, you got your horse and buggy.
If you live in California,
it's
3 hours and 48 seconds.
Well, that's all right. I was going to try to say something funny, but go ahead. You're in the past.
No.
I'm sorry.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oops. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one other thing about that. You can fair catch a kickoff, but... Say if somebody just loops it up in the air and they just kick it 20 yards, if the kickoff is fair caught, it can be, you can try, say, for example, a 50 or 65-yard field goal, and it can be an uncontested field goal.
Wait.
I don't know.
He just switched gears like 8 different times.
I know. Never mind. It was a video game. It's a video game I was playing with my kid. That's all. We're just having fun. Hello, Don and Mike show. Enough. People over-explain stuff to us sometimes, don't you think?
We gotta wait.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, this is Mike calling from Laurel.
Yes, hi, Mike.
I had a question for you guys.
Yes, sir.
All right, I got divorced like 2 years ago from my wife.
Okay.
And it wasn't like a real nasty divorce or nothing, and she's pretty hot looking. But she got a new boyfriend and everything, and every time I'm up in New go up to Jersey to go visit, she's always like trying to find me and stuff like that.
She's trying to what?
Find me.
Find you.
Locate me.
Okay.
So guys at my job are telling me that I should try to tag it again. What do you think?
When she's trying to find you,
right?
Do you think she's trying to find you to have sex with you? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I believe.
Did you have any children in the marriage?
No.
No.
Okay. Why so it wouldn't be child support.
Why do you think your wife wants to? Your ex-wife still wants to have sex with you?
She's just trying to find me too hard.
Wouldn't it be possible that perhaps she simply wanted to say hello?
Or maybe she needs some money?
No, not at all.
Sorry to keep going back to the money aspect of things, but we both have experience with that. You might want to take that into the equation.
I mean, we had a pretty amicable separation. Everything was cool.
Do you pay her any alimony?
No.
Do you think that this fantasy that your wife still desires to have sex with you could be a figment of your imagination?
Oh man, you guys got it all wrong.
Well, no, I'm not saying that we have it all wrong. I'm saying, is there a chance that could be true? Where she really, you think that? I mean, she divorced you.
No, I divorced her.
Oh, you divorced her, but people divorce each other, sir.
I was the one that filed first.
That's
okay,
fine.
But did she file second?
No, not at all. She didn't even want to do it.
She wanted. So, from your standpoint, she's still slap nuts in love with you.
Right.
And she still wants to have sex with you.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's what you're thinking, but you don't know that for sure.
Because I haven't done it.
Well, listen, when you go to Jersey, when she tries to find you, does she find you?
She usually, tracks me down on the phone, but I don't know. I never really, talked to her a lot, so I just cut the conversation short.
What does she say to you when she tracks you down?
Nothing. That's what I'm saying. It's nothing really. It's just...
You don't want to have a relationship with her, though, right?
No.
Well, what? You just want to have sex with her.
I was thinking maybe just once for old time's sake.
Well, that, you know, it might be the fair thing to do to just, you know, let her go. Let her get, I mean, if you don't want to, you know, if she's still in love with you, that would just start things up again, probably make your life pretty difficult.
And I know you've only been on the phone for a few moments, but I think I'm falling in love with you also.
Don, I'm falling in love with his mind.
Get
in
line. Easy to see how a girl could be stuck on a guy like this.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you divorce her?
She was just stupid.
She was stupid?
Yeah.
Wow.
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
Okay.
She married you.
Okay.
Well, not that, Mike.
Okay. Well, really.
Okay, here we go. One day we go out to the mall. Well, I came home after work and she was out barbecuing on the patio. So I tell her, hey, let's go to the mall or something. So she says, okay. We go to the mall, come back from the mall, I'm driving into my apartment complex. I'm like, there's fire engines at our apartment complex.
She left the grill on?
No, she put the hot barbecue grill in the closet.
Wait a minute. She put a hot barbecue grill. You mean from like the deck area?
If that was an apartment, was that like a little hibachi?
No, it was a small, like, little black kettle.
Oh, really? Like a little Weber?
Right. Okay. Exactly, a little Weber.
And she put it in the closet?
In the closet.
With the hot charcoal in it?
Of course. Want to know the reason why?
Why?
So no one would steal it.
Okay. All right, listen.
You know, you make a good point. That's a hell of a story.
Okay, now you are winning us over now.
I tell you, you are indeed winning us over. Putting a grill with hot coals in a closet to go out to the mall, that does count. And did she burn up the apartment?
Just the closet.
Just
my upstairs neighbor jumped off the balcony and he couldn't get the door open because she locked it. So he called the firemen and they busted open with an axe.
Do you have any other stupid stories of things she did?
Yeah, she took a... One time we went to Mexico. This one used to live in San Diego. We went to Mexico, and we were down Tijuana drinking. So we came back. So she wanted to walk over to her friend's house that lived in the adjacent apartment complex.
Yeah.
Okay, so she went over there. I wake up around 1 o'clock. I go out to the parking lot. I look at my car, and the front is crashed. So I go in. I'm like, did you take the car anywhere? She's like, yeah. I went over to the next apartment complex. I was like, did you hit anything? She says, I don't think so. I was like, come outside and look at the car. She looks at the car. Maybe I hit a pole.
What do you mean, maybe you hit a pole? She hit a pole. Why'd you hit a pole? Because I was drunk. Why did you drive the car? I was too drunk to walk over there.
Okay,
another
right.
good story.
Okay.
Pretty, in his own little way,
you're two for two.
He's actually sold us on this.
Yes, okay, so why would you want to have sex with such a stupid person?
Exactly.
That's
the question.
Yeah, not really sex, but she was really good at giving BJs.
Yeah, but you see, if you have any sexual contact with her, it's going to start the whole thing up again, and you don't want that.
That's why I called you guys for advice.
All right, our advice would be stay away from her.
Yeah, stay away, because it's really, the nice thing to do, it's not really fair to her either. You'd probably give her false impressions.
I mean, and the oral can't be that great.
I was really good.
It was really good?
Really?
Really, really good.
Like unbelievably good?
Like critical.
Okay.
All right, well, maybe you should.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. I mean, you can't be good oral.
Right.
I mean, on one hand, you run the risk that she may come back to your life and burn down your house. But on the other hand, you know, good oral is hard to find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd let her hit the pole again.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Thanks, Donna Mike.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Later.
Glad to help.
Good job on that.
Finally.
Well, you know,
a reasonable caller.
Mm-hmm. It started out, we were all questioning him, and then...
He won us over.
He did indeed.
You see, if you present a fair and balanced argument,
mm-hmm. right.
even in this kangaroo court...
That's terrific.
You can make your points heard.
You know, because, of course, we were all thinking the same thing. How could she be dumber than this guy?
Yeah, but...
And then he says...
She was.
You know, put the grill in the closet.
She was.
That's big time.
Time out. Be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Play the big lie. And then we got down here, the lie was that he was banging his best friend's wife.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't deal in infidelity.
No.
And then the second guy who came down and wanted to play the live version of the big lie was a guy who wanted to call his friend and tell his friend that he was actually the father of that guy's baby.
Oh, my God.
Okay, both of those scenarios...
Right.
That's where we don't go. We go about anywhere at all when we do these lie things... Except for infidelities.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it's lovely to give away prizes with a lie, but destroying lives is not really what we're about. And also, it's been our experience with those kind of lies that 99 points.
Yeah,
you know,
you were
welcome.
What are you doing? Mike just said the S word. Mike just said, I said it's BS, and Mike said, right, it's bull.
That's BS.
Yeah, you just said it.
That's great. You got to use the 48 second. I did that. Now I'm in the past.
That's right.
Very cool.
You're in the rearview mirror. So listen, we're going to open up the lines in a second and just do it on the telephone. But our doors are still open if anybody wants to come by for the big lie. But please, no infidelities. I think the only infidelity that we ever allowed on the big lie was one time when a guy called and said that on his wedding day, he made it with his wife's sister.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And that's the only one that we ever let through. And I don't know why we even let that one through.
No, that was a mistake. But there was something with that where it didn't pan out either.
Yeah, that one might have been a fake one, too.
I think that was a lie. That was a lie about a lie.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, you can give us a call here in a second. Also... We're still looking for Colleen from Survivor. Now, I know she's in the D.C. area.
And did Colleen say she was going to come down here today?
Yes. And she was at a marina this morning.
At a marina?
At a marina doing some kind of a promotional stint.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And she's supposed to come down today, and frankly, we don't know where she is. We've not heard from her.
Now, Colleen called us.
Yes.
When we had Jervis on that day, she actually called our show and said that she grew up listening to this show.
Right. And we made kind of a date with her to come down and be on the show. So if anybody in the D.C. area knows where Colleen is, you know, have her call us. Have her come down and see us today.
Amen.
For goodness sakes. We want to see her. We want to see if her legs have healed.
And she is the best-looking one Survivor going away.
No doubt. Hello, Donna, my show.
Hey.
Hi.
I just saw a naked woman walking down the middle of the street, and when I called Baltimore City Police to tell them, they said, what are we supposed to do about it?
They really said that to you?
Yeah, I mean, she was naked.
Naked? Where in Baltimore City?
On Arlene Street, down by Johns Hopkins Hospital.
The best part of Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. Just walking down the road, just as stoned as she wanted to be, naked as a jaybird, and they didn't care. It's like, well, who's going to go catch this woman?
Did she look... I have a question for you. Did she look happy?
And she looked like she was stoned out of her mind.
Okay, so I guess she looked happy.
Was she hot?
Yeah, sort of, huh?
Was she hot?
No, no, no. She was saggy and kind of ish, and no.
Was she walking? Well, where was she walking? On the sidewalk?
And she was walking on the sidewalk, just as naked as can be.
Did she seem to be acknowledging anybody around her, or was she in her own world?
No, she was just, you know, walking down the street and...
All right.
Well,
thank you.
Live and let
You're
live.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You know, I remember when, you know, Rob, I hate people like that. Remember when you were doing that a couple of years ago? Somebody called the cops. You know, Rob's just out taking a stroll after...
Don't tell my buzz.
A couple of Rolling Rocks.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, Buzz, BB, Burbank?
All right.
Hey, listen, I just wondered if Buzz said anything about the story today from, I guess, yesterday in D.C., a woman and her child were picked up in a street cleaner?
Yeah,
this was brutal.
Heard about that?
Heard this. This is awful.
Yeah, a pregnant woman was killed by a street sweeper.
Yeah, you know those gigantic street sweepers? Those things that they send out late at night to, like, just pick up all the trash on the street?
Yeah, and the four-year-old was badly hurt, too, at the same time.
Right.
And I heard a report about it today that apparently the guys that run those things, those big machines, just go like bats out of hell. They really go. They don't, you know, they hang these, like, quick U-turns and stuff, but... Yeah, and the lady was walking on a green, so she had the light with her.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You didn't hear anything about that?
Oh, absolutely.
I was just wondering if you wanted to chime in, being a newsman.
Well, if you want the gory details, I'm familiar with those. I could pass those along if you really want to hear them.
Sure.
Well, the child, the 4-year-old, is now orphaned. The mother, it took workers several hours to extract the woman's body from the brushes of the street sweeper.
Jesus,
now, and I heard the same thing you did, that she was walking with the light, that the light
had the right of way.
The light said walk.
Right.
You know, but the question is, with those big, gigantic machines that have those big, like, scrubbing bubbles on the front of them, at what point... Does the idiot who's driving this thing, you know, there are two things. At what point does the idiot who's driving it not realize that he's got a woman in between the giant brush things?
Mm-hmm.
And also, even though she had the light with her,
yeah,
you know, I also wonder, how does a woman walk into a gigantic machine like that?
It's just a problem. I would assume it's just like getting hit by a car. That, you know, she assumes that the guy's going to stop, and the guy just goes right through the green light.
Don't make that assumption.
Yeah, I mean, she just assumes, and she gets run over, and the only difference is, you know, even with a car, you might have a chance, because the wheels will go over but this thing just sucks you right in.
Yeah, but even though you said that those guys drive those things like a bat out of hell, generally, aren't those things, don't they go like at riding lawnmower speed?
I would think so.
Don't they have a top speed of like maybe 25 miles an hour?
I heard 20.
You know,
20 was the top speed. When I heard that story, what I thought about the street sweepers, when I've seen them, do you ever notice they're kind of like the Zamboni when you go to you know, a hockey game where the guy is always like looking out the side and he's trying to keep it in a straight line, like you're mowing a lawn, and he's probably not,
or like a guy with a snowplow,
like the same thing, and he's not looking straight ahead, and it probably just sucked her in. I didn't realize those things were that powerful.
Okay, but maybe he was at fault because of that. But I'm still trying to figure out how the woman. Even if she had the light with her, you see this thing coming at you, especially if it's only going at 20 miles an hour.
Right.
How you walk.
She might have been
right into it.
You know, we're probably all guilty of this, where you see the, you know, the light that says walk, and you just go straight ahead, and you're not, you know, you're assuming the light says walk, so you're not looking left and right. I've done it a million times in the Big Apple.
And I see now, too, the street sweeper was backing up at the time. It was not moving, although I don't know how you can tell the front from the back sometimes, except I guess the brushes are in the front, but they're sort of boxy in shape, and it's not entirely clear which is the front and
so
back.
So he basically backed up into the intersection and ran her over.
That appears to be what happened.
She had a carriage that she was, she had a shopping cart that she had.
Yeah,
they
said a shopping cart.
Her 4-year-old and holding her. Oh, God.
What a mess. I'm not trying to be funny. What a mess.
Pregnant?
What?
Wasn't the woman also pregnant?
Yes.
Yeah, they mentioned that.
Awful.
And I also heard the driver must have heard something, because he's the one that pulled the baby or the child out.
Oh,
that's awful. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
43, about our age.
So
the driver.
She got her 4-year-old out of there before she passed away. Is that what
the driver
rescued the boy from the brushes. It took him a lot longer to get the mother out.
Jesus H. Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. They said the driver apparently is just a little traumatized. I guess so.
Oh yeah. Hello, Don. Hey, on my show,
Mike.
Yeah.
Did you see Hopkins 24/7 last night?
No, I didn't. I did not watch that. I was too busy watching a wonderful baseball team.
Hey, lie down and die.
Another thing. Darnell Valentine is Sam Huff.
All right, thank you.
You remember him?
Yeah, right, goodbye. Yeah. They're not the same person, though.
No,
thank
it is.
You.
It is.
No. I really wish I'd watched Hopkins 24/7, because maybe I would have seen that naked lady walking along the side of the road.
You watched the Red Sox again last night?
I watched the Red Sox, I'm prepared to say it right now.
Yeah. Now? Are you going to go on?
Yeah.
Are you going to use the cliche and go on record?
Yeah, I'm going to go on record now.
Okay.
They're toast. September 14th. They don't have a chance.
Okay, so...
No wild card for them.
So, now listen. If by chance they come back...
Yes.
And they get into the wild card race...
Yes.
And God forbid they do make the playoffs...
Yes.
What penance will you serve?
So you're saying that because I'm giving up on them now, because I really, which I rarely do, I'm throwing my hands up in the air saying they suck.
You can't come in now, 2 weeks from now, if they go on a hot streak and win like 8 in a row. You can't come in and go... That's my team. Those are my guys.
You know what? Yes, I can.
Oh, come on.
I won't. You're asking me to do something that I know you'd get a great deal of pleasure out of if they made it to fluke.
Then you're really not jumping off the bandwagon.
Yeah, maybe
then you're
right.
Still with them.
Maybe you're absolutely
then you're
right.
Still with them.
So you're saying that if I want to hold out the chance that I could still celebrate,
yeah,
that means that I still believe a little bit?
Correct.
Yeah, isn't that pathetic?
Because if you really were done with them, you'd say, listen, F them. But you're going to go back. Who are they playing tonight? Cleveland?
Yeah, Van Pedro's pitching tonight.
Okay.
So I'll be watching.
You'll watch tonight. And they'll win tonight.
I'm just mad after last night.
Okay.
I was sitting there. As a matter of fact, I was waiting, oddly enough, for my wife in a bar last night.
Huh.
And the game was on the tube. And my wife said that I was making kind of a scene. Because I was sitting, I wasn't speaking to anyone. I was sitting at the bar by myself, had a beer in front of me, and there was no sound on, so I was watching the subtitles on the game. And I'm going,
God!
Violently twitching.
Like some guy with Tourette's.
That's exactly how I was, because they do something, you know, and I'd sit there, and there's no sound, and everybody's having their nice little conversations. Meanwhile, I'm sitting at the bar going, oh, jeez.
God, I can't believe that. I can't believe that. So, yeah, you're right. To go on record.
That is from my ticker, from my gut. I can't. No,
go on record, you're not going on record.
No, I can't.
Okay,
I can't
right.
do that until they're mathematically eliminated.
Okay, all right.
Nah, I will. I'm going to go home and watch.
Don't make statements your heart can't back up.
You're absolutely right. I stand corrected.
Because you're a whore for the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm. I'm the Red Sox
year.
Bitch.
You are.
I am totally the Red Sox. But you know, there is no. I don't think there's a sports. Well.
They bend you over.
Yeah, and they bend lots of us over. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you this, they bend us over. You know, and every year I will say at some point during the season, I will say, I think I said it during the Yankees sweep. You know, when the Yankees swept them and over the weekend, and then, of course, they won the game on Monday. But I was saying, you know, this is a team that doesn't make an effort to compete. They're not. I said on a couple of occasions, I said, this is like a high school team competing against a major league team. You got one team that lavishes all this money on it. What do? We just sit over there. We patch together with these sundry minor leaguers. And so I said, they don't care. You know, one of these days, I'm just going to chuck it. I'm not going to go through the emotional
language. You know what you are? And I know the price of this.
Why do I do it?
You are like those women when we watch
That's
Cops,
mm-hmm.
when we play cards and we bet.
You're right.
When we play, now listen, when the guys come to my house and we play cards on Saturday night when Cops is on, mm-hmm. sometimes in the break during the game, we actually bet on the, because I got Cops on the TV, like if the guy's going to answer the door without his shirt on or
right.
something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we did that one time. It was fun.
You are like the women on Cops.
I am.
Whose husbands have just beaten the crap out of them. Mm-hmm. And she stands on the front door and step and she goes, don't take him away.
Right.
I love him.
And the Red Sox are the guy that's like all drunk and
right.
he's just smacked her. And you know he's
he
like,
just smacked you.
F you. They smacked me.
And you're standing there in your house coat with a Red Sox hat on sideways.
I love him. You know, with a cigarette.
Yeah, go ahead. I love him. Don't take him away. Don't put my Red Sox away.
But sir, they've anally violated you for 40 years.
I don't care. I love him. I still love him.
but
even
sir,
though they've done it.
You called us to say that this was it, that you were sure that they were out of the pennant race.
No, please don't take them away. Let me watch a few more games, please.
All right.
I love them.
The next time we come out here, you could be dead.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Please, let them come back and violate me some more. Let the Red Sox come back and violate me again. Another wonderful violating season.
You know what we've held on to?
What's
since
that?
April. Well, not only, of course, the Sports Illustrated cover that said the Red Sox will win it all.
Right.
But we've held on to since April 10th, and we're waiting until the Sox choke this year.
Yeah, well, you're very close.
From Redwood, California, this is on April 10th, the guy from 3DO Computer Company went on record and predicted that the Boston Red Sox would win the World Series this year.
That's funny. If I don't laugh, I'll cry.
So, Rob, file that away until they're actually mathematically eliminated. He went right to his valise to pull it out. But I knew, Mike, today's not the day. He's not giving up on him yet.
You know, I didn't know where you were going with that, and you actually make a good point, because my heart is not ready to totally concede.
No.
Because I still will watch the game, and I still will hold out
and I'm,
hope that they're not going to win the division, of course, but I think, I'm still holding out hope that they might have a chance in the wild card. Yes, laugh at me. I'm pathetic.
And I'm looking forward.
I don't get any real pleasure. You know what? I don't get any real pleasure out of this. I don't know why I do this
to
myself.
You do in that way. You're like an abused wife who, in a weird way, enjoys it. Or else she would just say, stop it.
I think I said to Broyhill,
all Red Sox fans are like you.
I said to Broyhill, I don't know what I'd do if they ever won a World Series. I really don't know, because I know that everything would change. It would no longer be anything really that special for me anymore.
See, you love the fact that they lose. You love to be able to say, look at me,
but
I support someone even though they suck ass. Every year, they suck ass, yet I'm here supporting them.
But you do concede the fact that nothing would, give me greater euphoria than to see them win the World Series. I'd go mental.
Short term. You hold that out.
There'd be a big crash after that?
Yeah. You hold that out as a carrot in front of you, but you know, realistically in your mind, it's never going to happen. There's a small delusional part of your brain.
Never going to happen.
There's a small delusional part that thinks the Red Sox are going to win the World Series sometime in your lifetime.
I have to have that. What else do I have?
There's a larger part.
What else do I have? Seriously, what the hell else do I have if I don't hold on to that?
Here's all.
I swear to God. Of course I think that within my lifetime, there's going to be a chance. And my father, before he went to his grave, he thought.
Okay, bingo. Yeah.
And you know something? That's a big part of it, too.
I know.
That's a big 1986. Calvin Schiraldi, son of a bitch.
I know. Listen, here's all I'm looking forward to.
That's the guy. Incidentally, just can I get this off my chest since we're on this subject,
I wish we had the Exorcist music.
Let me just tell you this.
Really like when coming out of him.
I want to go public about this.
You want to go on record?
I want to write an injustice that is continuing to this day, and Red Sox fans should know this, and non-Red Sox fans should know this, and New York Met fans should know this, too. Everybody blames Bill Buckner for that 1986 World Series.
Buck, don't give a F.
And I'll tell you right now, that is not the guy that's responsible. The guy's name is a guy that's not in baseball anymore. You've never heard of the guy because he slunk away in the dead of night. You never heard of the guy's name.
Yeah,
let me just say, so everybody knows this, okay? The 86 World Series was effed for the Red Sox by a gentleman by the name of Calvin Schiraldi.
Calvin.
Absolutely. And I will never forget that.
We were at Shea Stadium that night when you were screaming, Calvin.
Bill Buckner. The winning run went through Bill Buckner's legs long after Calvin Schiraldi was down to one strike. Not one strike for the game, not one strike for the inning, one strike to win the World Series. He needed to throw one more strike.
Hey, settle down.
I had my hands on my knees, getting ready to go into the kitchen to call my old man to say, we did it, we finally did it. And then Calvin Schiraldi, because his testicles decided to just shrivel up. And he blew it. And then poor Bill Buckner, Bill Buckner gets into a fist fight years later because some father says to his son, hand it to him carefully or he'll drop it. When the kid had an autograph book.
Let's just all look forward to the day that the Red Sox, it'll be coming up in the next 2 days. There's only two or three weeks left of the baseball season, right?
There's a very good chance.
For the teams that suck?
In the next 4 days, the Red Sox will, because they're playing Cleveland again and again and again.
So we can look forward to, in the next week to 10 days,
the day that they're mathematically eliminated, when Mike will really lose it. It's an annual ritual on the show. He will come in and he will scream and he will say they stink and that he's never going to support them again and that they've done it to him again. So just save it and wait until then. But for now, do what you're doing. Purse your lips. Scratch that little spot underneath your lower lip. Rub your mustache.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you've been around for a long time. You've witnessed a lot of this crap. You've been an eyewitness to a lot of this crap. When I went up to Dom was with me at was it the seventh game that we went to?
Yeah.
It was the seventh game of the World Series. It's after the game that they blew, where Billy Buckner did all that stuff, and then, of course, they lost in Game 7. You remember that night, because we walked into Shea Stadium, and by the third inning, I think the Red Sox were leading like 3-0, and I knew, and I said this to him, I said, it doesn't matter, they're going to lose. I said, I knew they were going to lose, because that's what they're supposed to do.
Because that's really, in your heart, that's what you want them to do.
Now that, you know...
That's what you want them to do.
You'll hit me
you
again.
You like supporting a loser. You're right, they'll hit you again. Or on the other hand, you're a Yankees fan, you never get hit. You never get hit if you're a Yankees fan.
If you're a Yankee fan, you get made love to every night.
Constantly.
Constantly. I mean,
beautiful. With a hot model.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they had a
does
time...
everything to you.
They had a time during the season, you know, where they were like treading water a little bit. And they were still in first place. They just weren't way out in first place. And they went out. And you know what George Steinbrenner did? He goes out and he gets David Justice. He goes out and he says, let me see. Let me go to my chief competitor, the Cleveland Indians, the only team that really has a chance of knocking us off for the American League pennant. And we'll get one of their best players. And the Yankee and the Indians go, yeah, okay, here's David Justice. And so the Yankees improve their team and then go on a tear. Meanwhile, the Red Sox decide that they're just going to go... Do you know... I mean,
right, you love right to make them hit you, Mike. That's all I want to say. You are an abused fan.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're unwilling to get help.
I don't want to get help. See? I don't want to get help because I know that it's going to get better someday.
It's never going to get better.
It's going to get better when they build a new stadium.
It's never going to get better. Oh, listen.
It's going to get better when they build a new stadium.
There you go. Yeah, that's going to do it. The new stadium, that sure didn't work in Houston with the Astros, didn't it? New stadium will turn everything around just like that.
Next year in the offseason, they're going to get a lot of... Well, no, the season's not over yet. They might have the miracle.
Okay.
Miracle of 2000.
Right. Hold on a second.
Oh, you poor bastard.
You poor... You are like the woman on Cops. Don't take him away. I love him.
Yeah, I can't. I can't. I mean, it's part of me. It's who I am, though. Sucks, too. It really sucks, because I was just one miserable son of a bitch sitting in that bar last night with people looking at me going, well, what's he getting all uptight about?
Listen, he's an abused fan.
That's what I am.
We're going to open up the lines now. I'm tired of waiting for guys to show up in the lobby here. We're going to try to give away this trip to Iceland today. Every day this week, we're giving away a trip to Iceland.
We should just give it to a Red Sox fan.
From Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. I think you know how we're playing the game right now, the big lie, what my husband doesn't know, what my father doesn't know, what my best friend doesn't know won't hurt them. Call us now at 877-365-3636. We'll pick the best lie, the best story, put you on the air, make you confront the person you've lied to, and if we decide yours is the juiciest, then you win today's free vacation to Iceland.
I guess what I've done all these years, I've lied to myself, haven't I?
Yes, you have.
That's what I've done all these years. I'm really upset. No, I want it. Come on, give me more. Hit me again.
Harder.
You're so right.
You're asking for it.
You're so right, but there's nothing I can do about it. It's not like I'm going to change. I could look at you and say, I'm going to change. I'm not going to change.
You're not. I know you're not.
No, bastards.
I know you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like Tina Turner. Or whoever that... Not Tina Turner. Who was the last Mrs. Turner we spoke to?
I'm not sure.
The 13th... What was her name, Rob? Oh. The 13th Mrs. Turner. The 13th Ike Turner that we just had on the show recently.
Kathleen.
That's her, Kathleen Turner. We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Eric.
Wow.
And at this point, since I know we're still being broadcast live on our network, you know, and they're not editing the content. At least I don't think they edited out the content about ONA and Imus and the other disc jockey before. If anybody listening to us now wants to do us a favor, call Opie and Anthony. I don't know what the phone number is at WNEW. It's 1-800-something-102.7.
Right.
And just call them up, even if it's off the air, just to tell them that we're on their side.
Just say solidarity. Don and Mike say solidarity.
And
there you go.
We offered up some solidarity, which I'm sure is going to be edited out of our broadcast tonight in New York City.
Good. So, so sad.
As a matter of fact, the fact that we're mentioning it now again...
This will be edited.
This will probably be edited out of the show tonight in New York, which is...
Always an adventure.
Asinine. Okay, now that we've gotten done with that...
And I need someone just to be with, to talk with.
Right.
I love Jeremy.
Right, me too.
So do we.
Let's move along. But I'm serious about that. Rob, would you find out the request line of NEW for me? Well, the business line is 212-489-1027.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody listening to our show now, just call them up. It doesn't have to be on the air. Just tell them solidarity.
Solidarity.
Right. That we're with them. You know, don't forget, you know, the idea for that proposed little meeting of the minds, which is not going to happen, started on this show, and that we're with them.
Excellent.
We're behind them. It's just too bad they won't be able to turn on the radio tonight at 7 o'clock when they're driving home and hear us say it.
Amen.
Okay, now, let's get to the calls. The big lie.
Big lie, Don.
What my mom doesn't know, what my dad doesn't know, husband doesn't know, wife doesn't know, you know.
And as we mentioned before, we're not looking for horrible infidelities that are going to destroy people's lives.
Nope, just regular old-fashioned lies.
Stupid stuff that you've, you know, never had the guts to reveal.
We'll pick the best one, and somebody wins a trip to Iceland today. I will also, last warning here, last precursor, I'll tell you that for the most part, when we first start this, we very rarely find the lie that we like in the first session of phone calls.
Of course. Everybody have the crap detectors on?
Mm-hmm. Got them strapped on.
Very good.
Let's go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you. Who's this?
Dana,
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lusby, Maryland.
Beautiful Lusby, Maryland.
That's our second. I'm a little bit nervous right now.
It's our second call from Lusby today.
Yes.
She's a lesbian. She is. Dana, what is the lie or the secret? What is it?
The lie is, or all whatever. About 4 years ago, my husband gave me an ultimatum before we got married to quit smoking. Well, he thought I quit smoking. He thought he bogarted them out my mouth. A little secret for him. I've been smoking every day since then.
Bless your heart.
And it's funny as how he tells all my friends, I bogarted the cigarette out of her mouth, and look at her now. She's, you know, not smoking no more. And they all look at her like, hey, stupid, she's smoking.
Okay, you know what? That's a great lie.
That's terrific, and we appreciate it.
But that's not thick enough.
Not thick enough.
Yeah. Remember we talked about infidelity? That's too thick, but simply... smoking cigarettes and lying to your husband about that, that's not thick enough.
Yeah, besides, it's your lungs.
All right, thank you, though. Thank you, Dana.
Thanks.
Sorry your husband gave you an ultimatum.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Rob.
Rob, where are you calling from?
Sacramento.
Hello, beautiful. KHTK Radio. What is, what's your story, Rob?
Well, we recently bought a house, and you know how you guys talk about all the little things your wives buy anyway. I had to buy a toy, a mountain bike, and my wife said, don't spend too much money, and I said, well, it'll be $500-$600, something like that. Anyway, when we bought this house, you know when you buy a house and you have to give them that big check at the end, and we gave a little extra so that it covers any of the incidentals with the title company, that sort of thing. You get a check back from the mortgage company.
Yeah, what's the lie here, Rob?
God, Rob, you're taking 2 days to tell this story.
What's the lie, sir?
Spending that check from the mortgage company on a mountain bike. But the mountain bike was approved by the wife, but not the kind of mountain bike that I buy.
Okay. Yeah,
not thick enough. Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. Say two Hail Marys, you're fine.
There you go.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And that's good. Okay. I think that's good that, you know, while we go through all of these, because I'm sure to each individual they think it's fairly significant. You absolve them of their sins.
Yeah.
Way to go, Padre.
That's so effed up about being a Catholic. You go into, you have to go to confession every Sunday. You go to CCD,
mm-hmm.
and then you'd have to go to confession.
You have to sit there. I remember, oh, God, the memories.
And you sit there, and you really, you know, at a young age, when you really believed all that crap,
mm-hmm.
like you really thought of all the bad stuff you did all week, and you'd be petrified. You'd have to sit in this little dark brown room, smelled like priest, and you go in there and you say, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. And then you would just tell them all the crap you did all week. You know, mm-hmm. I stole a candy bar, I lied to my mom and dad, I hit my brother.
And then you'd have to remember the prayers that you knew by heart to say down at the altar.
And then he would just listen, and you know, some days it would be, two Hail Marys.
And when you get something like that, you would feel, oh, my God, I did well.
Yeah.
And then some days you go in there and you did virtually nothing, and it would be like...
Say an act of contrition.
Yeah, right. I've been there.
And you say, what I do.
Right.
And an act of contrition, at least for me, was always the hardest prayer to remember.
Oh, I never remember them, and then I would sit there and pee my pants.
Right.
Because I would go... Act of contrition.
You know, I got sent home from catechism once because Father McDonald, who wore rubbers to my father's funeral, incidentally, had galoshes on.
I thought you meant.
No, not rubbers. No, not those kind of rubbers.
You know.
No, he's too old for that. Well, maybe. Who knows?
Prophylactic.
Had galoshes on, you know. Uh-huh. He didn't want to keep him from anything. I guess he had an appointment afterwards. I'll never forget that as long. So it's the lasting memory for my father's funeral, looking at the priest with galoshes on. It's like, no bother to take, you know, take the rubber part off the loafers.
But that is what's so effed up about being a Catholic, is that the thought is, you go in and you confess all this stuff, and depending on, you know, if the priest has a hangover, mm-hmm. if the priest has had, you know, got diarrhea or something, you get the gamut. You know, you could go in and say, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. Oh, my God, I took an axe today, and I put it down my wife's head. I split her head clean open. She's bleeding to death on the floor.
Say two Hail Marys.
Yeah, right. And then on the other hand, you can go in and go, you know, I was playing cards with my friend. I kept an ace up my sleeve. I cheated, mm-hmm. and I won a game cheating.
Say an act of contrition. 15 Our Fathers and 22 Hail Marys. Ah!
Yeah, right.
You know what I was going to say about Father McDonald?
Effed up.
He said to me one time, he said, do you know the Lord's Prayer? And I always knew the Lord's Prayer as the Our Father. Right. I never knew it as the Lord's Prayer, so I froze and I went, no. He said, you don't know the Lord's Prayer? And I'm like... No. And then they, you know, and
what
they
kind of Catholic are you,
exactly,
boy?
Exactly. Stay in the office for the rest of the day.
There's take no... off your pants. I'll be back in a moment.
He gave me the prayer book. He said, there's the Lord's Prayer. Memorize that. And, of course, I looked at it, and it was the Our Father. But I didn't at that point, I didn't have the balls to say, Father, it's the Our Father.
And by that point, the priest was kissing you.
It was horrible.
Rubbing himself all over you.
Did you ever get assigned a full rosary?
No.
Where you have to do a prayer for every bead?
No.
Oh, that's the worst.
No.
That's the absolute worst.
I thought you were Jewish. What religion
what
are you?
What the hell is your... You are the most religiously ambiguous, mysterious,
you
at my
up,
edge.
You know, uh-huh.
What is your deal?
No. Seriously, when the topic of being a Jew came up with Lieberman, Rob steps up and says...
I'm one-eighth Jew.
I am one-eighth Jewish.
I'm a Jew.
But actually,
know.
If you're a Jew, it's determined by your mother, and I'm Jewish on my father's side.
So
I was born and baptized a Catholic, but I couldn't pull that off, so now I'm a Methodist.
So, yeah, right. but why did you? So you left the Catholic Church?
No, I just preferred Methodism.
Oh, okay, so you did it on your own.
He's a weird bird.
See, we were kind of both kicked out. That's the way. Sure. That's the way he went to the Episcopal.
I'm sure
church.
Ultimately they would have gotten around to kicking me out. Oh, I just beat them to
it's
it.
It's the divorce thing.
Yeah, if you get divorced in the Catholic Church, they don't want you anymore.
They really do. Right. And most importantly, if you have kids with another marriage, they don't recognize your kids. And
wow.
As far as
right,
I'm
your kids walk down the street
at all.
Right? No, your kids walk down the street and they go, are you?
I don't know you.
Who are you?
I don't recognize you.
Okay. Well, so let's get back to calls. Forget all the thing here about going to confession.
Well, I'm purging a lot, though, between the Catholicism and the Red Sox today. I don't need to go to therapy this week. Let
let's
it out.
Let's go to, I don't know which line is.
Rob?
Line 6. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Fine, thanks. Who is this?
This is David.
David. David, where are you from?
Odington, Maryland.
Beautiful. Dave, what's your lie or the secret?
Well, I'm going to be in big-ass trouble, but I think you like this one.
Yeah, from Lusby to Odington.
I'm sorry, guys. A year and a half ago, I won $75,000 in, like, the Maryland Big Game Lotto, and I have not worked since then, and my wife... Since she leaves before me in the morning, she thinks I go to work every day, and then I just give her what I used
everybody.
To make.
I've never seen everybody shake their heads at the same time.
You are such a liar.
You're so full of crap.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, all right, whatever. You know why? Because you fit the absolute total type of the individual that tries to BS us on this game.
I don't think so, guys.
Uh-huh.
I thought this would be the perfect lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, right? You thought it would be a perfect lie when you thought it up.
Right.
I don't know when I thought it up, but I
so you won. Hold on. You won $75,000.
Yeah.
What was the game?
The big game, Maryland big game, big lotto.
Where'd you buy the ticket at?
Odington, Maryland.
Where in Odington?
A liquor store.
What liquor store?
Well, should I get that out over the air?
Mm-hmm. After taxes, how much did you get?
50%.
How much?
What is that, $38,000?
I don't know. We didn't win the money.
See, I'm asking you questions that normally, if you had really won the lottery, you would immediately know. Oh, I was at Buzz's Liquors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, after taxes, it came to 30.
I got the name of the liquor store right here. Friendly Liquors.
What's
what it's called?
After you won, what did you have to do?
What do you mean after I won? What did I have to do?
What did you have to do when you found out you won? What did you have to do to get your money?
Well, I went to a lawyer first, and I let him advise me from there.
You're so full of crap.
You are such a bad liar.
Hey, man, hey, you don't understand how great it is. I've just been laying around the house, being lazy, because she leaves before me, just being lazy and resting. These nuts on your mama's shit!
Okay. How's it feel to be busted, moron? From the very beginning, I like that. I think we get credit.
They call for like triple punishment.
The number of your last incoming call was 1-3-0-1-3.
Because there was the lie, and then there was these nuts, and then there was Joe Mama.
Yeah, there was three.
That's like three violations.
Yeah, you're screwing with the game.
All right, we'll call him back. Give him a chance to apologize.
Edison.
The show is nothing if not fair.
I tell you, that is the quickest that all of us simultaneously mm-hmm. have ever had the crap detectors go off. Immediately, as soon as they, I want a lottery.
Clear cut.
Dope.
Oh, come on, stupid phone.
9-1-3-0-1. Got it. You know you're going to get through when you get that boop, boop, boop.
Right. Hello? There we go.
It's Odenton.
I love you guys.
You better apologize, asswipe.
Come on.
Frankly, I don't care. Let his lawyer call. I'm going to give the number out of the radio.
He is up to four violations now. Big dummy.
We do know he has a lawyer, though, because he advised him with the
That's
lottery
right.
money.
That's right. Absolutely.
He advised me.
Advised me.
Hello?
We need an apology or it's
now,
trouble.
I love you guys. I'm just...
Apologize.
All we need is an apology.
I am sorry.
Good. Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you.
Hang up.
There we go.
Okay.
Lucky for him. Very.
Robbie, put that in the file.
File that number.
File that under M.
Sir, we are filing that number, you Odenton idiot.
Okay. Time out.
It's always an adventure when we play the big lock.
It sure is. We're trying to give away a trip to Iceland. I know plenty more people are standing by. Well, I promise we will get to your story next.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Bob Barker from The Price is Right, and I never listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Dennis Miller from Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update, and when I'm in Washington, D.C., I never listen to Mike O'Mara and Don Geronimo. Guess what, folks? That's the plug, and I am out of here.
Hi, this is Ben Appenatello. I wouldn't be caught dead listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Can you sit with me? Reverse psychology.
Hi, this is Robert Goulet, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Oh, God, why me?
Howdy, this is the amazing Kreskin. And if you could read my thoughts, you'd know that I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. Has-beens one and all.
There's the parade of stars.
Well, with the exception of Dennis Miller, whose little thing has now come back in vogue.
Yeah, that's why you hold on to him for as long as you can.
Just a couple of hard-working white guys. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Yeah, that Dennis Miller one is so long ago. Hi, it's Dennis Miller from Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
I'm hoping that on the Monday night game at the stadium with the Redskins and the Cowboys, you know, the Monday night crew is directly next to the Redskins radio booth,
right?
I'm hoping to get an audience with Dennis Miller.
That's good. Tell him to come on the show.
On Monday night, yeah.
Cool.
That's what I'm going to do. And I would very rarely ever give someone the hotline and say, listen, mm-hmm. you know, call. But Dennis Miller is one guy I would.
Absolutely.
And listen, you want to get your ass kissed? And I mean not kissed. You want to get your ass
scrubbed clean?
Yes, absolutely. It'll be so clean you could eat off of it.
Call the show.
And we will.
Yes, we'll eat off your ass.
We will, Dennis.
Dennis Miller.
We're here to eat off your ass.
All right, we're trying to give away a trip to Iceland today from Iceland Air.
We're trying, Don.
Let's go to,
Lusby?
Another call. No, I don't know where this one is from.
Hotenton.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Mark from Greenville.
Mark from Greenville. Same thing, same difference. Mark, what's your story?
Well, I got a chainsaw for Christmas last year.
I believe him so far.
This summer, I decided to cut down a tree one Saturday. My wife took the girls and went shopping. And,
Yes?
I cut down the tree and it fell on our dog and killed it. When my wife got home, I told her that the dog got hit by a car.
You know, it's so to the point.
Simple. Yeah. No, here's why I don't buy it. That if you were cutting down a tree and the tree fell on the dog, wouldn't the imprint of the tree... I mean, like, wouldn't the way...
Wouldn't the dog be squashed?
Yes, if a tree fell on a dog, it wouldn't have the same impact as a car hitting a dog.
Well, I buried the dog...
You what?
Sorry, guys, call waiting. I buried the dog before my wife got home. But, yeah, it... She, of course, doesn't know about it.
So you actually killed the dog... With a falling tree when, in fact, you said it was hit by a car.
Right.
Was this your family dog?
Yes, it was.
Was it a beloved pet?
Yeah, a little basset hound.
Mm.
Do you have any kids?
Yeah, I have three.
Three kids. And so you told your wife that... Okay, it's pretty straightforward.
Right. And what about your kids? You lied to your kids about that, too?
Yeah. They don't know it.
What was the dog's name?
Bacchus.
Bacchus.
I'm afraid if...
Oh, he killed me with a tree.
I'm afraid if we selected you as the winner... How cruel would this be? You'd have to tell your children.
Oh, no.
You wouldn't be able to tell your wife.
No. Yeah. How old are the children?
11, 9, and 5.
Yeah, I'm afraid you'd have to tell the 11-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? Listen, we've got to cut through.
I won't tell them if you won't.
We get these stories about guys killing dogs or cats all the time.
Yeah, but I don't want to have him tell his poor little kids that didn't do anything. And what if he's lying and then he just shakes the kids up for no reason at all? Why bring the children into it?
See, that's where I think it's a bluff.
Your son is all grown up.
I'm calling his bluff.
You think it's a bluff?
That he's not gonna want to get one of his kids on the air to say Daddy killed, Buffy or whatever the dog's name was.
How long ago did this happen?
Oh, I thought you might be talking to my wife, not my kids.
Well, maybe your kids.
Well.
Because listen, if you told your wife this on the radio.
Right.
What, would you just continue lying to your kids about it?
Yes, I would.
Mm-hmm.
We don't allow them to listen to the show. They're, of course, too young.
All right, hold on a second. We'll keep you in play.
All right.
Hold on.
Okay, so you were just trying to...
Just trying to bluff him.
Trying to bluff him.
I wouldn't really want him to tell his kids.
No, that'd be horrible.
No, but I was just bluffing him. Just trying to see if he would say, okay,
Well, even...
I don't have a kid.
Even if he's telling the truth, it's not one of the best lines.
It's a bad one. Why don't we let him go?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Even if you're telling the truth, and I think you might be telling the truth.
Yeah, we're going to let you go.
There's got to be a funnier lie out there.
Yeah, then you killed your dog and lied to your family.
But good luck, and tell your wife at least anyway.
Think I should?
Yep. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
And hold on, I got some music for you while you tell her that. Wait a minute, the song I'm looking for.
I do.
Here it is, hold on. As a matter of fact, maybe she's listening now. Does your wife listen to the show?
Well, she's working late tonight, so I doubt it.
Okay. Well, what's the dog's name?
Bacchus.
Bacchus, right. I want to dedicate this one to Bacchus.
Who let the dogs out?
Goodbye.
Bye.
See you later. Then he's gone.
Bye-bye.
Maybe he'll have an attack of conscience.
I didn't believe him at all. I thought it was a total bluff.
Okay.
Let's go to this guy. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
It's Don.
Hi, Don. Where are you from?
Waldorf, Maryland.
Beautiful. Love Waldorf. Don, what's your lie?
Well,
don't know if I should be breaking it, but it's worth the prize, I imagine.
Now, isn't that, Mike, hold on.
Yeah.
Isn't that always a telltale sign?
Oh, he's already lying. I know he's already lying.
And what is the telltale sign that the guy's lying to?
I shouldn't be telling you this, but I tell you, here it is. Here it is. I know I'm gonna get. My whole life will be turned upside down, but I sure do want that trip.
And I can, it won't hurt nothing.
It won't hurt nothing. Okay,
all right, what is
Don.
It?
I wanna hear it.
Yeah.
What is it?
All right, listen. My brother's getting married before too long to a nice young lady. Now, before he met her.
Excuse me, Don.
Yes.
Yeah, I need a clarification. Your brother's getting married before too long. That's a sentence that tells me neither that he's gotten married or is he getting married or what?
Hey, it's getting married pretty soon.
Very good. Right, thank you.
So is your brother is not married yet?
Right.
Okay.
Right. The thing is, I knew his fiance before he met her. He was living in another state, moved here, and he knew I knew her because when he moved here, I introduced them. But he didn't know how I knew her. And, we had some intimate relations.
Yeah, no, listen, even if that's true, that's not sick.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing wrong there if you knew her before your brother knew her.
All's fair in love and war.
I'm not even going to tell you to say one Hail Mary.
Say what?
I'm not even going to tell you to say a Hail Mary. Don't worry about it.
Padre Geronimo absolved you of your sins.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, though.
Go in peace. I don't think he'd have that good a time in Iceland.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Adam.
Hi, Adam. Where are you from?
Winchester, Virginia.
Thank you. What's the story, Adam?
Well, I used to live in Virginia Beach, and I worked in a bar. And I worked there all summer and got real drunk every night. And I wasn't living at home. I was living out on my own. And I was doing the worm one night and on the dance floor, and it was wet from beer. And my hand slipped out from under me, and I broke my tooth out.
Right.
But I didn't have any money to get it fixed, so I told my dad I got sucker punched in a bar fight. And he paid for it for me, $750.
All right, so now that I believe, but I'd also say not thick enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's a nice lie, I believe. Yeah, I think he's telling the truth.
Thank you, though.
All
right. Beware of doing the worm in slippery bars.
See you later. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
This is Becky.
Becky, where are you from?
I'm from Wichita.
Thank you for listening. Talk radio, KFH, or whatever they're calling it these days. what's your story, Becky?
My story is that me and my boyfriend, we were dating for quite a while, and we decided to go ahead and get married. Well, what happened was is he had a lot of credit cards and everything, and we were having financial troubles, and I went and maxed out all our credit cards. And he doesn't know because he gives me, you know, I'm the one that handles all the finances, like the checkbook and, you know, paying the mortgage and all that stuff. So he doesn't know that we're like $1,500 in debt with just credit cards. That's not considering like a mortgage payment, car payment, or anything like that.
No, not thick enough.
I want to thank all our callers, though, so far from Wichita, Kansas, Greenville, South Carolina, Odenton, Lusby, and Waldorf, Maryland.
There seems to be a theme.
And Winchester, Virginia.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Beth.
Hi, Beth. Where are you calling from?
Alexandria.
Ah, the streak is broken, Mike.
Absolutely.
An urban area. Beth, thank you for listening. Will you listen on JFK?
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Thank you. Beth, what's your secret, honey?
Well, actually, I've got two. You can pick which one you like better.
Okay.
One is that I was dating a guy for almost a year, and I kind of had a fling with someone, and as a result, I ended up with rug burns on my back and quite a sizable bruise on my knee from other activities. And what I told him, I was working at a restaurant at the time, and we have ice buckets that we refill the bar with. I told him that I was reaching for the ice bucket under the counters, and they have the commercial steel that curves over the edge. And then
what's the other lie?
Okay, but see, that's an infidelity. I mean, we don't like dealing in infidelities.
The other one is that I was out for about a week or a week and a half from work, and I told my boss that I was in the hospital, and I even brought a doctor's note in.
Is it your current boss?
Yes.
All right, okay.
And I was really in Florida visiting my best friend.
Where did you get the fake note from?
Well, my current boyfriend, is a hospital corpsman, so he works in the medical department, and he authored that for me.
Oh, dear.
Okay, now this is the first one we've had that maybe has some potential, that you have forging a doctor's note to your boss.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. You'd have to call your boss, of course, and tell your boss that.
Is your boss reachable?
I believe so. He's on his way to the Grateful Dead concert, but...
Well, see, we'd have to call him at the office, though, just so we knew that it wasn't, like, one of your friends.
Okay. Well,
Would there be anybody at your office? Anybody in upper management at your office we could tell?
Well, I actually work in real estate. My broker's not in, but...
You work in real estate? They don't really even have a boss.
Oh, no, I'm his assistant.
Oh, okay, all right.
Fine.
Probably did him, too.
Fine. It's probably like American Beauty. You know,
exactly.
You know, Annette Bening.
Right. Annette Bening and that other guy. The king.
And I hate that guy, incidentally.
Is that the guy's name?
Yeah, he was the king of real estate in whatever town they lived in.
The king, banging the king.
With his big eyebrows. Yeah. The guy's a prick. What's that actor's name, Rob?
I don't know. I only saw the movie once.
Oh, you don't know. Amazing.
You know, he looks similar to the guy
that's on... I got it, Peter Gallagher.
And he looks similar to the guy that's on Sex and the City.
Yeah. Yeah, you mean Mr. Big?
Yeah, Chris Knopf.
Hello,
whatever his name is.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, who's this?
Oh, my God. My name's Dave.
Dave, where are you calling from?
Upper Marlboro, but I'm stuck on the Beltway right now.
Right back on track, Mike.
Thanks. I'm making a list.
Upper Marlboro, Maryland. You know.
You ready for my life?
You can just make a list of the cities, and you have a beautiful travel log.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do? Absolutely.
Some of the finest rest stops in America.
You've got a whole summer vacation.
All right, Dave. Now, are you telling us the truth, or are you jerking our chains?
No, I'm telling you the truth. The truth.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I was going to the bathroom. I was on vacation with my mother-in-law, my wife. We were engaged at the time. And I was going to the bathroom number two, and there was no toilet paper. So I had to look through the condo's cabinets, and I had my pants around my ankles. And I cleaned up, went out into the living room, and my mother-in-law went into the bathroom. Later came out saying that she stepped in some fecal matter. And apparently one of my, I guess, dingleberries had fallen off onto the ground and she had stepped in it. Luckily, we had the family dog, CJ, and I blamed it on the dog.
Haven't we heard this lie before?
Yeah, I think
so. Or a similar lie.
I think so, yeah, something similar.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, the dog was responsible for actually his dingleberry.
We're still not there.
The dingleberry from Upper Marlboro.
We still don't have our winner.
None of these wonderful people are going to Iceland yet.
No, one of those cities?
From Wichita, Greenville, Odenton, Lusby, Waldorf, Winchester, and Upper Marlboro.
Tell you, this might as well be called the White Trash Show. that's what we draw.
Yeah, for whatever reason, when we play this game... That's kind of what we get.
We still have not found the winning story yet.
No. Mm-hmm. And I think that lady from Alexandria, I think she may have been moving out to Deal.
877-365-3636. That's the number. Hopefully we'll find it in the next break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, DORM, broadcasting live from the Basement of the Science Building.
If you don't like them, you can go eat one. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we're giving away a trip to Iceland today. Still searching for our Colleen Hoddy from Survivor, who's abandoned us today.
You think she's going to be in town today and tomorrow, or will she be gone?
I don't know. I know that she called to say that she's going to be on the Regis Show next Wednesday. And that she was going to talk to us before she went on the Regis Show, but then I heard a report she's in town today. And, you know, we thought she was coming by today, so we've still got the APB out.
I'd love to meet her.
On the MIA. POA. Colleen.
The APB on the MIA POA.
Right. All points bulletin.
Mm-hmm.
For the, you know,
yeah.
Missing in action.
Mm-hmm.
Piece of ass. Colleen from Survivor. Tomorrow, we'll be talking Monday Night Football with Don Allmeyer.
Yeah.
You might not know who he is. He's the dude who actually
thought up firing Boomer Esiason and putting Dennis Miller in the Monday night booth.
And in the heyday of Monday Night Football with Don Meredith and Howard Cosell, right. He was the producer behind Monday Night Football back in its heyday.
Right, he doesn't do a lot of media stuff, so he's coming on the show tomorrow. That'll be a nice treat. And we're also giving away yet another trip to Iceland tomorrow.
Boy, that is such a cool trip, and we've done it before, and I'm so glad we're doing it again.
And tomorrow, if we have time, we're going to have to start re-rating women, because the year 2000 is almost over.
Well, you know, we really do have to update our list because, you know, you have names there that aren't there anymore.
Correct. But now, back to the big lie or whatever we call this game.
Let's continue our world tour of some of the white trash centers of the world.
Listen, we got to find a winning story in this break. Yeah.
I hear that, Don.
Okay, let's go to Kate. Hello, Kate. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kate. I live in Virginia.
Hi, Kate. Thank you for listening.
Mind telling us whereabouts in Virginia you live, Kate?
McLean.
The
streak is broken.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Kate, what's your story?
I moved out to San Francisco with my boyfriend, and we were really broke, and we told my parents that we were getting married, so they would send us money.
And you had no intention of getting married?
We got married eventually.
Oh,
all right.
That's it.
Sorry.
If you were still, living in sin, it'd be different.
Thank you, though.
Okay. Right.
Bye, Kate.
Bye-bye.
But she was telling the truth.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Yeah, believe that.
Don and Mike.
Yes, who's this?
Hey, this is Ken from Dumfries.
Ah, right back on track. Dumfries, VA.
Yeah.
Man, I love our listeners.
Ken, what's your story, my friend?
When I was about 10 years old, my parents' whole fence caught on fire and burned down. What they didn't know was that I was the one that actually did it. I was a little pyro back when I was 10 years old, so they actually thought it was a cinder coming out of the fireplace that had lit it on fire, and it was one of those 6-foot tall wood fences. It was probably a good 200, 300 yards of it, and they had to pay for the whole thing to be replaced.
You know, it's we've had houses before,
yeah.
And we've had automobiles burn.
Not thinking of it.
Fence doesn't. I mean, it's just a piece of wood.
Sorry. Thank you, though.
All right. Thanks.
Again, I believe him, though.
Yeah, I think he was telling the truth, which doesn't always happen from Dumfries.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, where are you from?
North of Sacramento, California.
No, what's the real city?
Yuba City.
Yuba City. Get
put it on the list, Mike. Yuba City, California is the Waldorf, Maryland of the West Coast.
We've been out there. We know that now.
We know Yuba City.
Yep. Last
All right.
on the list.
All right. Let's hear it. What's your story?
My neighbors went on vacation. Came home from work one day, and my dog had their cat. He's thrown up in the air. The cat was dead. Slobber all over it, all dirty and muddy. So I scolded the dog, took the cat. What am I going to do now? Cleaned it off, washed it off real good, put it out in the sun, let it dry, put it back on their back doorstep. The neighbors came home.
I don't buy a word of this.
I don't know. Total BS.
I don't buy a word of this.
Wait, total BS, because you wouldn't call your neighbor. Are they still your neighbors?
No. Long time.
Well, then that's, you know, then if you're not living next door to him still, it doesn't count.
And anymore. What you're saying, in essence, is that a dog ate your neighbor's cat and then you washed off the cat and put it back?
Uh-huh.
Right, no, I don't believe
that. I don't either.
I don't believe that.
No way.
You gotta hear the punchline.
Oh, no, see? It's a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
Okay, goodbye.
That's yet to come.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Angie.
Angie, where are you from?
I'm from Germantown.
Germantown, Maryland. Ah, Germantown. Clink! Clink, I have to be in Germantown in the morning. Angie, let's hear it.
Okay, we live in a new home, and we're young, so it's our first home. And my husband put a satellite dish out in the front yard. I'm hoping he's not listening right now, but he put a satellite dish out in our front yard. Like out toward the garden.
Yeah.
And I lied to him and I told him that the homeowners association came around and told us that we had to remove it because it was an eyesore. And he had to call the company up and get the satellite just removed and put into the backyard. And still to this day, he walks around complaining about how other people's satellite dishes.
Yeah, but hold on, honey.
If you had the whole thing removed, you might have had a chance.
It's in the backyard.
So he still has the magic satellite television?
He's still got
the
satellite. Yeah, he does.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, but he just knows it.
Get out of here.
Bye, that's nothing. Front yard, backyard.
You know, we were all looking at each other and saying, hey, if she really had the whole thing taken out and did it on a lie, that's a huge lie.
She just moved it to the backyard, though.
Cheers.
Is this a new person? Who's this?
Yeah, this is, can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
This is
is Katie from Hydesville, Maryland.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, you want to hear my lie?
Yeah.
All right. Well, just like, it was like last March, I got really, really plastered, and these guys, friends of mine, convinced me to let them shave my head.
Yes.
And they shaved basically my whole head. They took the guard off the clippers and everything. And I was supposed to work the next morning at this restaurant I work at.
Hold on, slow down just a second so I follow this. You got drunk.
Uh-huh.
And some friends of yours shaved your head?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
We were really drunk.
All right.
But I was still drunk the next morning when I was supposed to go to work. And I was, like, in my drunken whatever, I was trying to think of a reason not to go to work. And so I called them and told them that I was date raped the night before.
Oh,
it was no. So bad. It's so evil. I'm probably going to hell, but...
You know, that is an awful one. I'm not going to call your boss, but that is an awful one. That's the first time that the word rape has ever been used in
yes,
this segment.
I believe so. Has your hair grown back?
It has, you know, it was like 6 months ago.
And did you go to work the day after that?
No, I've never gone back. They were like...
gone back?
Listen, they were like, it was a woman manager, and she was like, I hope that sick bastard pays.
All right, you know, there's nothing funny about rape, but I'm
not at all.
But I am laughing at this woman's story, though. No, and you know what? If you didn't go back to work there, it
doesn't
pointless.
Count. It'd be, you know, if you went back to work, and especially if you went back to work and you were coddled and treated well and all that, you know, that would be something.
So, thank you, though.
I told my friends you're going to, like, take me to the hospital and everything, and I made, like, this big deal about it.
You know, that's probably the only kind of, you'd only be able to do that kind of a lie in a drunken stupor with alcohol still in your system.
I know.
Going all the way to make sure that you wouldn't have to go to work.
You told them you were gang raped?
No, date rape.
Oh, date rape.
Date rape. Oh, your friends were taking you to the hospital.
Gang rape, though.
Wow.
All right, thank you.
Is that how Daddy win?
All right,
no, you don't win, honey.
And say a row. What's the penance? Are you going to give her a penance?
Oh, yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, should be a good one.
You got to say...
Irish Catholic, too, so I need a big one.
Say 10 Our Fathers.
10 Our Fathers?
Yeah, do it right now.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
God, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Forever and ever.
That's your new JV stuff you're throwing
in. Hey, come on, Mike.
That's the Catholic.
Hey, it's my court.
That's Catholic light.
It's,
you know,
my court. I throw in the Episcopalian version.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Amen.
Church,
all right, honey, 9 more, please.
Are you, really?
yeah, hold on.
See how fast I can say it?
You told your boss you were raped. Yes, give me 9 more.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. 8 more?
8 more, go.
Oh my God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
A little faster this time.
All right, go.
Okay. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Okay. All right. That's like going to confession. At some point, the priest just says, oi,
hey, okay,
get out of here.
My priest did not say oi,
hey. No one's going.
I know, it's making a joke, honey.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
There she goes.
I'm not sure she meant that prayer.
That little girl has knocker. Good Irish Catholic girl.
All right, let's try another one.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, my friend.
Who's this?
This is Osama from Titans Corner, Virginia.
Who is this?
Osama.
Osama.
Osama. All right, I've already got an eyebrow raised.
All right, Osama, what's your story?
All right, I went to school at JMU last year, and we're at a wine festival in the middle of the day, huge field, a couple thousand people over there. So I'm about 3 bottles deep in some alcohol, and I'm talking to some of my friends. It's the middle of the day, and I think I have to fart, so I pinch a loaf in my pants in front of all my friends. So I pinch a loaf in my pants thinking I just farted. So what I do now is I go walk down to the bottom of the hill where there's security guards there, where, like, they're supposed to not have people go to the bathroom over there. So I'm trying to explain to this guy that I pinched a loaf in my pants. He doesn't believe me, so I tell him I'm doing it anyway. So I take off my pants and my underwear, and I finish the job, and I wipe my butt with my underwear, and I put my pants back on and go talk to my friends like it never even happened.
How is that a lie?
And yeah, who did you lie to?
Huh?
The game my James Madison University friend is called The Big Lie.
Who did you lie to?
I lied to my girlfriend, and I told her I just went and talked to a bunch of my friends, her not knowing that I probably had some streaks in my pants.
No, look, that's not sick enough.
You know, they call JMU just missed UVA.
That is not sick enough.
What's the name of that? JMU.
Hello.
Hey, Hello. Donna Mike.
Donna Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Lindy.
Lindy, where are you from?
Fredericksburg, Virginia.
What's your story, Lindy?
Last June, my husband... Well, actually, I commute to one of the weekends. I live in Norfolk. My husband said he was going to go to a strip bar with his friends, and I said I didn't want him to go, and I kept telling him I really didn't want him to go. So, anyway, he went ahead and went, and I called up my girlfriend, and her name is Tanya, and I said, Tanya, take me up to the strip bar. And I said, she's single, by the way. I said, bring a couple condoms. So I go up to the strip bar and because I wanted to teach him a lesson, and I moved the truck. 2 blocks down, and to make matters worse, underneath the driver's seat, I took one of the condoms out and put an empty wrapper underneath the seat. So I went home, and I'm just waiting and waiting for the phone call, and he calls me up, and he's like, honey, I can't find the truck anywhere. So I said, well, what do you mean you can't find the truck? He's like, you have to come get me. I can't find the truck anywhere. And then, so I went up there, and as we're driving home, I parked it so as soon as we were driving out that you could see it because it was at a convenience store right, like, about a block away.
Yeah.
I said, how did that get there? And he's like, I don't know. So he was drinking anyway, so we couldn't get the truck that night. So the next morning, I brought him up, and we picked up the truck, and when we went home, I said, I'm going to go to the store. I'm taking the truck. And I came back, and I said, what's this empty condom wrapper? And I accused him of having an affair and threatened to leave him and everything. And he still doesn't know to this day that
I believe her.
Yeah, I do too, but I...
What an elaborate thing to go through.
I taught him a very good lesson. I told him I was going to take him for all his money and everything.
Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, he went to the strip club, but he didn't lie to you about that. He told you he was going to the strip club.
Right, but I and he
wasn't... banging anybody else.
And then you basically moved the truck, put the empty condom wrapper in his car, and because he was inebriated, made him think that you thought he was having an affair.
Plus, you know, he couldn't find the truck. So, and then you know, he kept trying to come up with stories.
And because he was so blottoed, he wasn't really sure what he'd done.
So it's, when he sobered up, you know, the thing with the truck is one thing, but the condom wrapper. What
he just swears to God it never happened. And you know, I've never fessed up to him because I wanted to teach him a lesson. And for a while, I thought it was kind of funny, but I do feel kind of bad.
So did he kind of stop going out with the boys after that for a while?
He's only been out like a couple times for like bachelor parties, and that's it ever since.
You know, I don't know. Hold on.
Okay.
That what
I don't know if it's thick enough. I don't know if I believe her. You know... I don't know. I mean, that's a big one. I do believe that she moved the truck, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, I think that... But I kind of believe her.
But the part about the condom wrapper...
I believe
I
that.
I mean, you know...
I believe that because she was, what she was doing was she was just going to set him up and make him think he'd done something awful.
Right.
Even though he might, you know, believe in his story. He probably wasn't drunk enough to think that he had done that. And he says, I didn't do a thing. I don't know what the deal is.
You know what? And I'm not busting your balls here. But you said to her, do you think that maybe he was so drunk... that he wouldn't, she never said, the reason I put the condom there is because he's so drunk, he wouldn't remember.
No, she said at the beginning, though, that she had put the condom, the empty condom wrapper, before I said that.
I know she said, hold on, see if you get my logic here. I know she said she put it there.
Is where you're going with this, that you kind of, your crap detector's going off
a little bit?
Yeah,
a little bit.
Well, I don't necessarily disagree with that. If it is the truth, it's kind of funny because she... just set him up to feel like he'd done something awful.
She taught him a lesson, and the lesson was the big lie.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Professor. I mean, I get that. Okay. I just, there's something about it. You know, duh, I get it.
Okay. I will tell you this. The story also was a little convoluted the way she told it.
I'm just playing this out in my mind that we call him, and he goes... She goes, and I moved the truck and put the gun. He goes, why you?
That's exactly what you're going to get.
Why you? Why? And you've made me think for the last 5 years that I had an affair. Why you? And you know.
Yeah, I think you might be dead on about that.
Okay. I'll keep her if you want to keep her. I mean, I'll leave it up to you guys, really.
No, I'm not going to put my ass on the line for her because I think there is a 50-50 chance that she might be lying.
Okay.
I think if she's not lying, it's... it's an okay lie, too. I don't think even if she if it's all on the up and up, it's not all that great. It's the best one we've had for a while.
Yeah. I just think she's lying. That's just my gut feeling.
Hey, I'm not prepared to disagree with you.
Robbie, what do you think?
I mean,
be honest.
I don't like it because
by revealing the lie, it makes something better instead of making something worse.
Buzz, I believe her.
I like the story
we
about the condom.
Talk to her some more.
Okay. Hello? Did you hear us talking about you?
Yes.
Now, what's going on? You understand, it just sounds a little convoluted.
It is the truth. I mean, I really was trying to teach him a lesson, and he can't hear the show now, so when I call him, it'll be a total... He's in Norfolk. So, it's going to be...
What did he say, though, since obviously he never had an affair?
He says, I don't know how it got there to this day. He's like, I don't know how it got there. And I'm like, yeah, right, I don't believe you. And, you know, I threatened to have to go to marriage.
Did he offer up any explanations?
No, because he honestly didn't know where it came from. And I knew that, but all I could say is, I don't care. I don't believe you.
So you mean, but see, that's the type of thing. Here's why I don't believe this.
Okay.
That's the type of thing that could really drive a wedge into a marriage.
But
I mean,
see,
it's one thing to move a car, but it's another thing to accuse your spouse of banging somebody else, to put some evidence there, and then to let time go on, and the spouse is still saying, I didn't do it. And
how much time has passed since you did this?
It's been a year since last June.
A year.
And
a year.
I went on with it for a couple months, and then I've really pretty much let it go ever since then. The only thing I would bring up is about the fact that he lost the truck.
And what has he said to it? I'm interested, what are his responses whenever it's come up?
Well, we don't bring it up too much anymore because, like, we went through this way where we said we're not going to bring up the past anymore. The past is the past, and, you know.
Right, but when you did bring it up, what was his response?
He said, honey, I didn't move the truck. I don't know how it got moved. I mean, he still to this day doesn't know.
Did he say somebody stole it or what?
See, that's where he's like, I'm telling you the truth because if I was going to try to lie to you, I would be making up stories. I don't know what happened. That's what he says to me.
That's what he says to you.
Yeah, well, when I was confronting him with it, yeah.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on. You know, I don't know. I think she's lying, and I think we're going to call the guy, and we're going to get the response.
Oh, I think you're right about
that
the
I
response.
Just, well, how dare you?
I think whether she's lying or not, it still might fall into the not thick enough, you know, as far as
yeah.
The...
Yeah.
It's not
maybe,
bad.
Maybe not.
I don't know. We'll keep her on hold. We'll keep her for a while.
I mean, I'm not that convinced on hanging up on her yet.
Yeah, well, I'm not either. I don't know which way it is. I'm really torn, you know?
You know, and there's a part of me that's like, even if you want to teach somebody a lesson, if it's one thing about going to the strip club, but she's planted a condom wrapper in this guy's truck, at what point, if you have a normal relationship, don't you just say to him, listen, hey, you know what? Because, I mean, wouldn't that be a dark cloud hanging over your head?
The only thing I would say in her defense, that is, if the guy was a regular doing this type of thing, if it got to a point where she was trying to change the behavior because he was, like, say, every other weekend was at strip joints, that may and coming home S-faced, that maybe that was why she did that. You know, I know that when I was doing that, that's...
Yeah, but
my wife tried the similar thing with me, and it kept me out. It kept me out of them.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hey, it's going to Sean.
Sean, where are you from?
Columbia, Maryland.
Sean, what's the story? Hurry, because we got to pick somebody here.
All right, I was had to take a pee test for this job because I'm a user of the Wacky Tobacco. So I had to take a physical, and I went to the place for the physical. And whenever I have to take a pee test, I drink this tea, and it cleans your system in 3 hours. But it makes you have to pee a lot.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
I hate to break this to you, but are you aware that what you're telling us is against the law?
Yeah.
And really, if you were going to reveal that to anyone, you might be facing prosecution.
Yeah, you might want to rethink that.
I'm talking about Wacky Tobacco here. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
What's that?
I'm talking about Wacky Tobacco.
Okay, I understand you're talking about Wacky Tobacco.
But if you're faking, like, a urine test, that's against the law, Sean.
I mean, you can't get arrested for it, I don't think, but it's wrong. I mean, you know...
The story's good, though. The story's good.
No, I'm sorry. We're going to pass.
Sorry, Sean.
Wait, Don. You guys got to listen to this story. It's the best story you guys will hear today.
No. Sorry.
No, guys.
Although I do believe that you're faking pee tests. That I do believe. I buy that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's music.
This is Karen.
Karen, where are you from?
From Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes, what's your story, Karen?
Well, when my brother and I were 12 and 13 years old, or around that age, we got in a fight in the living room, and we broke the sofa, and the sofa leg broke, and I set it back in place, and we swore not to tell anybody. So a few days later, or...
Don't waste my time with this broken sofa when you're 12 years old.
Good Lord.
Jesus Christ. We're dealing with
a guy who's tainting his urine. We're dealing with a woman who's putting a condom in her husband's car, and you're telling me you broke a sofa when you were 12 years old.
I don't think so. You know what?
The woman's looking better, isn't she?
We got to do a break. We're going to have to give it a shot.
Mm-hmm. I think she might be telling the truth.
It's not
the greatest lie in the world.
No.
And I know, I'm almost 100% sure that we're going to get a reaction that's going to kind of be like, oh, no.
How could you have done that to me all this time?
But with that said, I do think she might be telling the truth.
Mm-hmm. Are you telling the truth?
I'm telling the truth. I'm not.
Do you have any kids?
No. Actually, I just found out I was pregnant a couple weeks ago.
Is that a lie?
That's not a lie.
What kind of a cold-hearted bitch puts a condom in her husband's truck?
You know, there's one way we can... Do you swear on the unborn baby's life?
Yes.
Well, that's a lie. Will we be able to get a hold of your husband?
Yeah. He's at home. He's waiting for me to come home because I commute. I work up in Northern Virginia during the week, so I'm coming home for the weekend.
Mm. All right. Hold on a second. I still think something's fishy.
But we'll give it a try when we come back, okay?
And also, if it is all true, dastardly thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I said, what?
I do feel bad. I really feel bad.
What kind of awful bitch would do that to a guy?
One with a great sense of humor.
I mean, really? Jesus Christ. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hey, Don, I figure a guy's out in the bars every weekend. You know, you got to fight fair.
Time out. Listen, either she'll win it or somebody else will.
Right.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And in my club, I will bless the pot whenever the I please.
Come on over. Sit down, Danny, and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Sit down, Danny. Sit down, Danny.
All right, hey, Lisa. Sweetie, here's my bit. You got to bring me the phone number. Oh, this lady's husband.
I didn't see Lisa in the screener's room.
Ah, well then, Charles. My bitch, Charles. Please bring the phone number in. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Chris.
You know, there's always a last-minute entry.
Yep.
Chris,
yes, there is.
Chris, where are you from?
I am from Frederick.
Fredneck, Maryland.
Yes.
The list continues. All right, what's your story? Very quickly, because I think we're going to go with this lady with the strip club.
Hey, that's fine, because I don't know if we'd have trouble getting in touch with my mom, but a couple years ago, I was babysitting her dogs for her, or dog sitting. She was on vacation, and she has four dogs, and a couple of them got in a fight, and I was all freaked out, and I accidentally ran over the littlest one, and told my mom the dog died in its sleep, because it was 14 years old.
Did you wash it off and leave it on the step?
No, but I did tell, run in and call my sisters, and my parents have some birds that repeat, and I was petrified the birds would just keep repeating the dog's
dog murderer.
You know,
dog killer.
That is the third dead dog story we've heard today. First, the guy who was cutting down a tree, killed his dog, mm-hmm. lied to his family. The guy who said the dog ate a cat.
Right.
He washed the cat off and put it back on the neighbor's lawn.
We've discovered a disturbing trend in the United States. Yes. People are murdering defenseless household pets.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hi, it's Bill.
Bill, what's your story?
Well, I'm a newlywed. I'm from Alexandria. I basically spank women for a living. My wife thinks I'm a network engineer.
What do you mean you basically spank women for a living? What the hell does that mean?
Well, I'm basically a professional dominant. Just like you have professional mistresses, I'm a professional master.
Oh, come on.
Jeez. How dumb do you think we are?
My God.
I'm serious. I'll be happy to come over and show you. And
yeah, I bet you will be.
I'm serious.
Absolutely.
I'm an only one. I'm a professional spanker.
Yeah, you get, you know, go through a whole courtship and you don't tell your wife that you spank people for a living. Come on.
Okay, Lindy?
Yes, sir?
Here you go, Lindy.
All right.
We're going to call...
How do I do this? Are you guys going to talk to him first?
Oh, well, we'll talk to him and, you know, get the permission to come on the air, but you have to tell the... You know, you have to come clean on this.
Okay.
Are you prepared?
Are you prepared to do your duty?
Yeah, he's going to be mad.
I don't like that either.
Yeah. His name is Mick, right?
Yes, sir.
Came over to your side big time.
He's gonna be mad.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you!
Prepare for an episode of Jerry Springer, everybody.
Yeah.
Here she comes.
He's probably out of the strip joint.
cannot this be? Much ado about nothing if we
he's
can't
He's not there.
Where the hell is he, Lindy?
I have a cell phone number. I don't know if he's got it on. He was just there like an hour and a half ago when I left work. He said he was just going
to
stay home.
We can't get to the phone right now. Leave a message and we'll get back.
Who was that? Was that you on your answering machine? Hello? Lindy? 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 Hello? Here, Lindy. This is Lindy?
Lindy? We've lost Lindy.
Hey, Lindy?
Now it sounds like they're all dead.
Hold on. Line six. Over there?
No. According to the screen, she's on six.
Right. Okay. Lindy.
Yes.
Okay, she's still there. I'm going to put you on hold. Give Robbie his cell phone number.
Yeah. Charlie's got it right here.
Oh, thank you, Charles.
Thank you, Carlos. All right, let me dial him up now.
Oh, I'm so...
You what?
I've been waiting for so long, you never answer the phone.
Maybe he's on the commode.
All right. Now I'm trying your cell phone now. For the love of Christ, here we go. And this lucky stiff's name is Mick, right?
Mick! Oh, yeah! Rats on the east side, bedbugs uptown.
We would have a spicy bee, and that would be at my mom.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Lydia. You just said he was home.
He used to be at home, but my mom only lives four blocks from
Lindy?
Hello?
Please enter your passcode.
Oh, all right. Hold on. Now, that's...
that's for a message, right?
Yes. Lindy?
Yes?
Hold on.
We can call home again?
Yeah. No, I'm going to get the number of the mom's house.
Uh-huh. We'll try to find Mick.
Robbie, pick up line six and get the mommy's number.
The things we do to give people wonderful trips.
And while you're trying the mom... I'll try the house again.
Big old Mick, getting ready for the surprise of his life.
Jesus. If it's even all on the level.
Right. Absolutely. And you know, when it's like, he's going to be mad, that's the first time I really, the crap detected, when people say that, try to make it better than it is.
All right, calling the house again, the main house. No, there's no answer there. Okay. Hey, Lindy?
Yes.
All right, going to try your mom now.
Okay.
Rob, your crap detector's off.
I don't know.
You're just getting frustrated about the numbers.
Me too.
What, your crap detector's going off?
No, I'm getting frustrated because I've been waiting and waiting. Now he's not home.
Well, that's how the whole thing started, huh, Lindy?
We're trying all the numbers you gave us.
He's not home.
I'm going to be so angry with him.
Yeah, because he's going to blow
Hello.
It.
Hey, Mom.
Hey.
Hey, nope. Where's Mick? I need to get in touch with him. I told him I was coming home, and he said he was going to stay home.
Well, he was there just a little bit ago because I had this stuff on my face.
Mom, I'm on the radio. Mom, don't
say anything. What?
Stuff I'm on the radio face. Show.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show.
I hope you
don't mind going on the air with us. Your wonderful daughter has called us.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And your daughter, Lindy, is playing a little radio game with us, and we're trying very hard to get in touch with young Mick.
Oh, my God, he was just home 20 minutes ago. I just called him to go to the store for me, and he said, I can't right now, Mom. I got to wait for Lindy.
See?
Well, then...
Why does he have to wait for Lindy?
Because I'm on my way home. He hasn't seen me all week. I just found out I was pregnant last week. He's waiting for me to get home. I'm on the side of the road.
So he should be waiting at home.
Yes, he should be.
I just talked
to him 20 minutes ago. He's folding laundry.
Does he know that she's pregnant?
Yes.
Oh, he already knows.
Yes.
Okay. But you asked him to go out to the... Do you think he might have gone out to the grocery store for you anyway?
No, he said, I don't know what time I can get over there because I'm waiting for Lindy and I'm folding this laundry.
So maybe he can't hear because he's got the radio on or something.
Maybe he's got the radio on. You think he's listening to our show?
Not Norfolk. Y'all aren't on there.
Oh, no, Norfolk. Okay.
Well, where are you calling from?
I'm actually in the middle of the place because I have a cell phone, too, and I was scared it would go out. So I've been sitting there at a payphone for about an hour and 10 minutes now waiting.
No. Honey, what city are you in?
Right now, I'm in Ruther Glen, Virginia.
She was listening to us.
I still get you on 106.7 right here, and then I switch over to your Richmond station on AM as I'm going.
Okay,
all right, I follow you. Okay, all right.
Well, what's the question? Maybe I
don't know, Mom.
No, you don't know. We got to talk to Mick about this.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Can you go over there and tell him to answer the phone?
I'll call right now because
we've been calling.
That's the Britney Spears concert.
We're calling. You're going to need to walk over to the house.
How far do you live from Mick?
four blocks.
All right. Oh. Mom, need you to walk down there.
Do you have a
I can get in my car and drive there in 2 seconds.
Good. Okay. Well, I'm going to play some commercials. And we're going to come back.
Okay.
And we're going to call, and hopefully Mick will be there.
Okay.
Hey, Mom, don't tell Mick why we're calling. Don't tell Mick Dick.
Oh, don't tell Mick Dick.
Right.
Got it.
Right. You know what I mean. Don't tell Mick anything.
I won't.
Okay. You promise?
Promise.
You promise?
Promise.
You promise on your unborn grandchild?
Let me tell you something. I don't promise anything on my unborn grandchild. That thing means too much to me.
You got Mommy a little uptight there.
All right.
All right. Now get over there.
I'm leaving now.
All right, go.
Bye.
Go. Lindy, hold on.
Sorry, guys.
Would have been more fun if your mom ran.
Hold on, please. Hold on a second, Lindy. Hold on. It continues.
Yes, the saga of Lindy and Mick.
I promise we will come to a resolution right after this.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
This has a show gone crazy.
You love to make them hit you, Dawn and Mike.
Let's get to the end of this story. Damn, it's taken a long time to get a winner today.
It has indeed.
Just trying to give away a trip to Iceland, courtesy of Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. Let's go back to Lindy.
When last we checked, Lindy's mom, Mick's mother-in-law, was taking her Oldsmobile Buick over to Lindy's house to see if Mick was indeed in the laundry room with the radio turned up too loud.
All right, are you ready, Lindy?
Yes.
Okay, hold please. Let me call your house again.
Now, hopefully somebody will answer. Lindy's mom, at least.
Oops. Hold on. Bear with me. I'm dialing the wrong number.
Then we might have to tell, you know, if Mick's not there, we might have to have Lindy tell Mom what she did to her husband.
Yeah, that's the last resort. Mm-hmm. I was getting close to that when we were on with them before. All right, Lindy, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you find out what a sweet little daughter she is.
I don't think she'd be.
Hello?
Honey!
Is this Mick?
Yes.
Mick, hi. This is the Don and Mike Show. Do you mind going on the air with us?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, beautiful. We have your wife, Lindy, on the phone with us. Mick, maybe we ask where you've been for the last few moments?
Where I've been for the last few moments?
Yeah, we've been trying to call, Mick. We've been trying.
Oh, I've been here. I've had the radio up pretty loud, though.
You've been listening to the radio.
May I ask what show or station you've been listening to?
No, I'm just listening to the CD player.
Listening to the CD player.
What CD have you been listening to?
Godsmack.
Godsmack?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know this Godsmack he speaks of?
Yeah, I've heard of him. I've heard of Godsmack.
Can't lie about that one.
Okay, listen, Lindy has something she wants to tell you on the radio.
She's playing a little game right now, and well, your name came up because you're part of this game.
So listen, we're going to turn it over to Lindy now. She has some stuff she wants to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
If you're wondering where I am, it's because I'm stuck on the phone calling Donna Mike's show. I have something I need to tell you. Please don't get mad. I know that we promised we wouldn't bring up the past anymore. We were just going to go on and not bring it up against, you know, throw it up in each other's faces. Like the time when you went to the strip club and couldn't find the truck.
She is legitimately freaked out telling him this.
And then I went to the store, and I found that condom wrapper.
All right.
And,
And you gave me all kinds of crap about it. I told you it was,
You didn't know where whose it was and all that. And didn't know where it came from and all that. But anyway, the whole point is, honey, I feel really bad, but I lied to you. I'm the one who did it all because I was trying to teach you a lesson not to go out with the guy so much.
What kind of lesson are you trying to teach me? What kind of crap is that? Even trying to...
I'm sorry.
What? Sorry?
Yeah, because we're supposed to, you know, now that the baby's coming and we're trying to get back on track, I figured I would just tell you the truth and, you know, maybe you wouldn't be so mad. But it worked.
Oh, no. You made me feel, I don't know, you made me feel like, I don't know.
I mean, don't be
mad. You told me that I need to go to marriage counseling and all that crap.
Please don't be mad.
I'm still
I don't know. When are you going to get home?
In about an hour and a half. Listen, we're going to have a baby, you know. I know what I did was wrong, and you can be mad and everything, but, you know, it's over. We're not supposed to bring up the past, but I just wanted to come clean. Be mad at Tanya, too, because she took me up there.
Oh, she put you up to this.
she put you up to this? This was your doing.
My idea, but she was involved. You had to admit it kept you out of the strip bars.
Yeah, it did. I haven't been back since.
Hey, Mick.
Yeah?
Mick, let me ask you a question. And Linda, you be quiet for a second,
okay,
please. How long ago did this event take place?
Last summer.
Last summer.
Mm-hmm.
This thing with the condom, can you tell us about that?
Yeah, tell us what happened.
I came out of the club and I couldn't find the trunk, and then eventually found it, and then there's condom wrappers in it. Then my wife starts, you know, screaming, "Well, what are these condom wrappers and all this?"
And what did you say when she was busting your balls about having a condom wrapper in your car?
I couldn't explain it. I knew I hadn't been doing anything in there.
And what did you say when she would continue to harp on you about it?
Oh, I was like, I couldn't believe she was bringing it up. You know, I was telling her the truth, but obviously she didn't believe me.
So you had a lot to drink when you came out of the club?
I'd say I had my fair share.
And what about marriage counseling? I heard you mention that.
Well, she's been kind of talking about going to marriage counseling and all that because of this.
She used the condom wrapper thing?
Right, because she didn't think she could trust me and all this.
Wow.
All right, well then, you have actually a much more low-key response than I had predicted in this situation, being as your wife has lied to you. She moved the truck, put a condom wrapper in your car, and accused you of having sex with someone else, and even said that you should go to marriage counseling because of that.
Oh, well, I won't be so low-key when she gets here.
I gotta say, I believe him.
I don't know.
I believe the guy.
He's the one that's like the calm one, and I'm the one who flies off the handle. But I don't know if that's going to work this time.
Mick, when she sort of accused you of infidelity, did you think it was possible that you might have done that? Or, you know, how did you think the condoms got there?
I had no idea. Like I said, I come out, I couldn't find the truck, and then and there's condom wrappers in there, and then...
You weren't so loaded that you had no memory, though, right?
Not very much. The only thing I really remember is I couldn't find the truck and the condom wrappers because, you know, I brought up, you know, every once in a while.
Like with the condom wrapper, what kind of stuff did she say to you about that?
You know, like, what's this? You know, where are these coming from? What are you doing at the strip club? And, you know, you got condom wrappers in the truck and what's going on?
How often would you have gone to the strip joints before this happened?
I'm sorry, what's that?
How often did you go to the strip joints before this?
I'd say maybe... Three or four times a month.
Three or four times a month.
Once a week.
That's not bad.
Once a week. That's not bad.
That is bad when you're married.
I know. Calm down.
That's completely normal. But it's not completely normal for a wife to put condom wrappers in her husband's car and accuse him of banging somebody and then saying that he should go to marriage counseling because of that.
Yeah.
Honey, you have to tell them the truth. I stopped with the condom wrapper thing about 3 weeks after it happened, and I really just kept bringing up the issue that you couldn't find the truck. Because, I mean, I knew at the time it was a lie, but I wanted to make you feel bad.
No, you did it. You did that.
You know, the fact that she's concerned about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right.
I'm sorry, guys. I believe him.
Okay.
I believe him. I really do. Yeah. I think it's the low-key. And you know what? If they are telling the truth, Mick doesn't know the good part of this equation.
Yes, it's a hillbilly holiday to Iceland. Congratulations, Mick. Mick and Lindy.
What's going on?
You have won the hillbilly holiday 3 nights and 4 days in Iceland, including airfare from BWI Airport, hotel accommodations and ground transfers. Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. And we're giving you this because your wife told you that she lied about moving your truck from the strip club
and placing an empty condom wrapper in it.
I mean, I was trying to make up to you.
Because they were playing a game called The Big Lie, and the best lie wins after she comes clean with you.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right. I'll talk to you when you get home.
Okay.
I don't think you're supposed to go out the phone.
No physical violence, please, though.
Oh, there won't be any physical violence.
Yeah, okay. I mean, just remember, there is a trip involved here.
And you really are expecting a baby, right?
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You know, on the bright side, Mick, Iceland is known for having a lot of bars.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you'll be able to. Yeah, you'll be able to drink your way through that country.
Yeah, and lots of great strip clubs in Iceland.
Oh,
they have some of the world's hottest girls. Didn't we once call there? Isn't that where Jerry Seinfeld was importing his girlfriends from?
He went there on a couple of occasions because the women are the most beautiful women in the world.
Yeah,
and you know what? When you're there, if there is a strip joint, Lindy, you ought to let him go.
Yeah, let me go.
I think that's fair.
Right.
Very
and
good.
And let him wear a condom on his penis. Even if he's not going to do anything, just let him wear it.
That's what you mean.
Under his pants.
On your hillbilly holiday.
All right. Jesus
okay,
Christ.
You crazy Ooh. Kids in love.
All right. You wacky white trashers.
Enjoy your trip.
Okay.
Hold on a moment, please. Both of you.
Be
hold
nice.
On.
Hold on a second. Jesus.
And Lindy, knock it off. Christ.
I'd pull an OJ on you. You did that to me.
Oh, God.
Jesus. I'm serious. Goodbye. Hold on. There they go.
Hold on, please. Well, Mike, that's going to do it for another edition of America's favorite game show, The Big Lie.
Don, please let me thank everybody that called from Fredericksburg, Frederick, Wichita, Greenville, Odenton, Lusby, Waldorf, Winchester, Upper Marlboro, Dumfries, Yuba City, Germantown, and Hyattsville.
There they are.
Yeehaw!
There they are. I hear that.
Yeah, I just I'd like to die.
We will give away another trip to Iceland on tomorrow's episode.
You know, the reason I believe this, and I could be wrong, you know, we've been wrong before about that. The normal reaction when it's a dumb guy that's BSing is, oh, I can't believe you did that. His reaction was just,
I don't know.
You know,
I don't know. I'll go with you guys.
We'll never know.
I mean, if it's a hoax, it's a good one.
Right.
It? Give them their props on that.
A couple of hillbillies in Iceland.
Let's go to Buzz now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz me.
He made it up.
Buzz, your lead story tonight is the fact that two hillbillies are going to Iceland?
No, silly.
What is the lead story?
The headline tonight is somebody poisoning the bottled water?
Ah!
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
With roughly half of our affiliates still airing the program, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, I do have a breaking news story that I've got to be the first to announce.
Okay.
I'm so happy for our good friends, Eric and Dina Bickle.
Congratulations, right. Eric and Dina.
Yes. The baby Bickle arrived today. Stephen Bickle, wearing his little red Chinese hat.
Oh, great.
And it's little Stevie Bickle.
Yeah, I don't think we have any of the vitals on the baby.
He's about 2 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
Weighs about 100 pounds.
So the Bickles are having a baby, and it's doing very well.
That's great. So congratulations to the Bickles.
Yeah, congratulations. Eric Bickle, EB, a father.
That is freaky.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, don't laugh. We're going to be more freaked out when your wife has the baby.
I got 3 months.
You never know, Rob.
And Buzz, there are always conspiracy theories.
Give us a moment.
Of course there are.
Not about Eric's baby.
No, about...
Oh, I'm sure there are conspiracy theories about Eric's baby.
Yeah,
about, the fact that maybe, one or all of the junkies could be the father.
The Littlest Emperor.
Right.
What was the name of that movie? Right.
The Last Emperor.
The Last Emperor.
The Last Emperor, absolutely.
Golden Child. Hello, no, people are calling about the contest.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I know that you're a scam.
Okay, how?
Two things. The first one was the condom thing where he said that she took him to the truck and showed it to him at the time that night, and she made it real clear that she got in the truck the next morning.
Nope.
And came home and said, here's the condom wrapper.
I didn't hear it that way.
And the other thing was when the mom said she's waiting for Lindy, Lindy had a cell phone and was at a payphone, so she was on the cell phone telling him what the story was going to be.
All right, thank you. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Either I'm having a real bad deja vu, or this same story was either on your show or G. Gordon Liddy 3 weeks ago.
Well, G. Gordon Liddy doesn't do contests on his
show. Well, no, I don't mean as a contest. I mean somebody calling in to kind of confess something bad that they'd done. I don't remember if it was listening to it on your show or Liddy or maybe one of the stupid talk shows.
If it was our show, we would have remembered it if it just happened 3 weeks ago.
And you're saying it's the exact same story?
exact same story. The girl was all sad and confessing because she had put a condom in her boyfriend's truck because he was always going to strip bars, and she wanted to bust him and get him in trouble and make him feel bad. Even the marriage counseling, the whole exact same story. It might have been a little more than 3 weeks ago, but I know I heard the story.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up? I have a question for you. Is this Don?
Yes, Don and Mike.
Oh, how you doing? You're not on the air anymore, are you?
Yes.
How you been?
Christ, you dummy. Of course you're on the air.
How you been?
All right, next time you maybe get around to the point of the call.
Yeah, I was just happy. I wanted to know when Fresno picked you up.
What?
When Fresno.
When Fresno what?
Picked your station up. Your show.
Beautiful. I mean, I'm glad we're on in Fresno. Thank you for the call. Were we ever off in Fresno?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Fresno's a good affiliate, right?
No.
It's been one of our longest running affiliates. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Al.
Yes. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. I'm calling from New York.
Yeah, hello.
Hi. Oh, I was telling the guys, I was up in Alaska a couple of weeks ago. And in the morning, when I'm not used to hearing your voices, I was listening in the car. I heard your voices, and it was great to hear your voices in the morning in Alaska. And I was thinking to myself, I was telling my wife, God, people have probably been saved from committing suicide up here because the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you know, wow. In Anchorage, don't we come on like at 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, some bass-ackwards time like that?
It was bizarre. Yeah, it must have been 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. I thought it was in the morning, but I couldn't recall.
No,
and isn't it getting to the point now where it's going to be dark all day?
Pretty
soon they're going to go into the day of darkness.
Wait a minute, let me look at my affiliate list. Hold on. Anchorage, Alaska.
Hey, that's a pretty nice list.
KADX, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Excellent.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
And that's a live feed at that time, incidentally. Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hi.
I believe the contest winner, because whenever you were calling him, her voice was cracking up, and she was getting really nervous, and I think it was legit.
You know what I just realized also? Here's another reason I think it's legit. What? If they were scamming, he wouldn't have gone through that whole thing of not being at home. He wouldn't have done that. They wouldn't have taken that chance. If they were scamming us, he would have been waiting by the phone.
Right,
I don't think we've ever had a scammer.
Oh, it's simply another elaborate layer.
I don't think they're that bright.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
You know you agree with me on that one.
Oh, you know I do. We'll have to do a lie detector on that one.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we might have legitimately given away the hillbilly holiday.
Hello.
Radio God.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hog Heaven Hillbilly Holiday. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I would like to...
What are we doing in this country?
I would like to put out a call to all my fellow listeners to at least come to the table with more. I spent less... hour and a half hitting the damn redial button to try to get in with something, and I was listening to some of these dumbass stories, and I would just like people to think before you call. At least I was calling with something about sex, you know?
Okay, here we go. Here's the first disgruntled caller, mm-hmm.
Sour grapes call.
I was right. Using my cell phone and a landline.
Right, we get these all the time. I know it should have been you. Story of your life, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I'm from Anchorage, Alaska. Can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air with us. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, great, thanks.
Hey, I'm from Anchorage, Alaska. I just want to tell you guys, me and all my boys, we sit out at, we get all around, we put your radio from about 11 o'clock to around, it's like 2 or 3, I think, and we stick you guys on the loudspeakers and just crank you out, working all the planes up there.
All right.
Fantastic.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, you guys are great.
Thank you. Thank you. Get back to the big 48. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I don't believe her.
Why?
Because she had to have her friend come pick her up to take her to move the truck, but later she had no problem going to pick him up when he was too drunk to drive home and couldn't find the truck.
What? All right, hold on. I have a Colleen from Survivor Update.
Very good.
On line number 4. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hi.
I was on my way home from work in Bethesda about 40 minutes ago, and I saw Colleen, she was with Jeff, on the sidewalk in Bethesda.
Now, did you stop and scream at her?
I did not. I was going through a traffic light, and I kind of saw her, and I thought it was her, and then I looked in my rearview mirror, and I knew it was her, and I circled the block again, and right as I circled, she was going into a restaurant.
See?
It was her and Jeff.
She's here. Jeff? Who's Jeff?
Jeff Fada.
Yep.
doesn't even make sense, does it?
The number of your last incoming call was 703527.
Jafada.
Jafada. It's Jafada.
Jafada.
Jafada on the phone.
Don't laugh.
I'm sorry. It's new.
I know it's new. So I have to apologize.
See, not to mention the fact that we are searching for Colin.
We are a survivor. Yes, well done. Now busy.
Now busy. Well, pick it up.
Pick it up.
Or suffer the consequences.
Come on now, we need the apology. Not messing around here. We're going to call Jafada. Jafada. Jeff.
Not a mic show.
Yeah, okay.
Apologize.
We need an apology. Oh,
I'll listen.
Oh, he might be a little too clever.
You know, we'll take it. We laughed at it.
We just need an apology.
Give us the apology.
Don and Mike.
Okay, now we need the apology.
Okay, I'm deeply sorry.
Hello?
I got it.
Thanks.
So who's that, your mommy?
Is that mommy?
Is that your mommy?
Is that mommy?
My mommy.
Your mommy? Hey, mommy?
Oh,
mister. Oh, we missed your mommy. All right, well, watch it, or we're going to call your mommy and tell her on you. Okay?
I think he hung up there, but he did apologize.
Bye-bye.
So he was terrified. It's funny. This is mommy.
This is mommy. Hello? I got it. Mom! I got it. I got it. Buzz, hold on. I got to do this now.
All right.
That's enough of the phone calls on that last topic. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Pretty soon we cut the chit-chat a-hole.
It's time to lock crotches and swap crazy. It's time for Don and Mike.
Well, Buzz?
Yes?
How about one more?
One more story?
No.
How can I do another one if we haven't done one yet?
I know. We're running late. Don't blame me. Blame video games.
I'll be mad at the dirt.
Blame the Big Brother. Blame Frida. Blame the Red Sox.
Yep.
Blame the Hillbillies. It's just been a goddamn jam-packed show today. And I'm sorry, Buzz. We got another girl who says she saw Colleen.
Ah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I saw Colleen over at the gas station when I was filling up my tank. She was with one of the other survivors.
Yeah. You're lying.
No, I swear. She was with, like, one of the survivors that was kicked off.
No, the way you were filling up, the way you said filling up your tank.
She would not have been hanging out with another one of the survivors. They don't.
She was that one, the sporty one.
The what one?
The sporty one. The guy that no one liked because he was, like, cocky or condescending or something like that.
I just know we're going to say something like, sporty who, and it's going to be sporty your mama.
Yeah, right. His name was, like, Joel or something.
Right. Okay,
like,
thank you.
Joel Lover.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're kidding.
What did you think?
She was trying to do it. She was trying to, like Joel mama.
All right, now, here's the guy who's claiming that he's Colleen's driver, and he talked about us with her today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't believe anything anymore.
Hello?
No, believe it. This is Cameron, and I'm a sedan driver. I was with Colleen all day.
All right.
And she was very well. Listen, Declan and Mike, she was talking about you guys. I talked about you guys. We were laughing so much. She was half asleep when I took her home around 3 o'clock, and she wanted to take a nap and call you guys. And I think she fell asleep.
I think she fell asleep.
No, that's a shame.
She was half asleep. She was very tired. She came from Miami last night, and she had a shooting by the weather tonight. Today, we were all the time, we were...
Now, let me just say that Colleen does also reside in the Miami area. Yep,
yes,
that is a fact.
And she was up here to do a shoot?
She's a study over there. What do you want to know?
Phones that are just dropping out.
And she was in town to do a shoot at a marina today.
Is she going
to
be here tomorrow?
I don't know, but she says she's going to go to San Francisco by the 3rd of the week. But she is in town for the weekend.
She's in town for the weekend. Do you have a phone number?
I cannot give you guys.
What if I give you $100? We won't call her on the air.
No, it's not a matter of $100. she hears that I call. She's
I don't understand you. Listen, Edie Amin, what if we give you a phone number and we asked you to call Colleen
and ask her to call us.
Would that be okay?
Sure, I have your phone number. I can...
No.
I mean, we'll give you a special number.
We'll give you our special number. All you have to do is pass it along to Colleen for
And ask her to call us tomorrow.
You know that she's at the parents' house.
Okay, I don't know where she is.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, if you have the phone number, perhaps you could call and say, Colleen, I called Don and Mike. They gave me a special number. Perhaps you can call them tomorrow.
Okay, give me the phone number.
All right,
okay,
good. We'll do
Hold
that.
On.
All right, very
okay.
good.
Seriously, Rob, give him the real number.
Okay. Excellent.
Don't give him, like, the ask for ass number.
Oh, I know.
Because the guy knew too much. He knew
That's
that she
right.
was up from Miami. He knew that she had to go to San Francisco this
that
weekend.
That is legit.
No, those are all facts that we have been told about lovely Colleen.
The Don and Mike Show, it's all about trust.
God damn, we are stalking her, aren't we?
We yeah. are indeed. She's a lovely lady. Love to get her in the studio. Worth
well,
it.
Maybe tomorrow.
Very good.
Buzz?
Yes.
Okay, let's say in 60 seconds,
uh-huh.
what were the biggest news stories that you were going to bring to us today? And I'm sorry to F you on this like this.
No, I appreciate it, but let me tell you that Perrier and Poland Spring are among the brands of bottled water that have been opened and have made people sick, actually burned their mouths in the New York City area over the last month. They think it's lye or ammonia. The FBI is investigating. They think it could be a tampering case.
Mike's just had some.
Mike just had the... Oh.
Oh, God, no.
Okay, what's the next story? We're up to four cases on it now. Don's man will go against Mike's man three times next month. The two candidates for president both agreed today on a plan that will match them up on the 3rd, the 11th, and the 17th for debates. They also agreed their running mates will debate each other next month on the 5th of the month.
Okay, good.
Where's G. Gordon Liddy anyway? There's been another break-in at the Democratic National Headquarters. In New York, somebody stole three laptops and an electronic organizer from the DNC Regional Office in Midtown Manhattan.
Here. Oh, we're really working you under a deadline today, bud.
Police say they don't know what's on the organizers or the computers.
You know, just pretend that you're on CNN headline news right now.
Elvis's doctor tried to get his medical license restored yesterday. He failed. I wish I had time for the details. Elton John did a very odd thing the other night in Portugal, where fans had paid up to $215 a ticket to see him live. Elton disappeared just before showtime. The show had to be canceled with a stadium full of people. Just before showtime, Elton told the concert organizers he was going for a drive to relax. He got in his plane and went back to Britain without explanation.
All right, one more, please.
Okay, let's... Can I go back to the Elvis doctor?
God, I screwed you so bad today. So sorry, bud.
I think the one you'd most like to hear about is Elvis's doctor.
Yeah. No. No, that's fine. Your choice is fine. It's just I'm sitting there thinking, right. You know, I screwed you so bad on the news. I'm sorry. It's just they've become ball busters about getting all of the commercials in by a reasonable amount of time. I mean, right. We've already gone 20 minutes over our allotted of time. We have two more stops now.
Well, I want to hear the Elvis story.
I understand completely, and I was prepared for that.
Okay.
73-year-old George Nicopoulos, Dr. Nick, as he was known to Elvis, lost his license 20 years ago. It had to do with all the pills they found in dead Elvis's stomach, pills prescribed by a prescription-happy Dr. Nick.
I wonder if
you
want some tonight.
Yesterday, Nick told the Tennessee Medical Board to judge him on his whole career, not just his days with the King. In recent years, Nick has served as manager for Jerry Lee Lewis, who also got more pills than he needed from the good doctor. The medical board turned down Nick yesterday, turned him down flat, saying it was, and I quote, for the welfare of the citizens of Tennessee.
There you go.
Those were the big ones.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, Buzz. Sorry.
No problem.
Full time, full privileges. Back tomorrow on the show.
Yeah.
Those tappers right there. Time for a call 100. Phone number 877-365-3636. Be assertive right now. The lovely Lisa's standing by to find us a caller 100 right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Over 6 million listeners. The Don and Mike Show.
You know what?
What?
This thing with NEW is a pisser.
Mm-hmm.
This will air tonight in New York about 3 hours from now, between 10:30 and 11 p.m.
Okay.
As I'm speaking to you now, it's 7:29 p.m. on the East Coast.
Right.
On Thursday, September 14th, here's our show as it's airing right now on WNEW. On a beach.
Right.
And they had Matt Lauer somewhere else, and then she says, okay, well, let's go to Big Fat Al.
Okay, so we're talking about the Today Show.
Right. Remember the part in the beginning of the show when we talked about ONA
and
all that other stuff,
right?
Rob and I just heard it during the commercial. We just chopped it out.
Yeah, no surprises.
That I said, I've got a couple of things to say about New York.
Mm-hmm.
And they chopped out all of the comments about ONA.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went right to the thing about how the guys were running around in Manhattan with the thongs on.
Oh, boy.
So the way it played was, hey, I got a couple of things to say about New York. Ooh, those thongs, man. Those thongs are really small on models. I mean,
well, they're going to chop this out now, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, they'll chop this out.
See, but now, all we've said now is ONA.
Yep.
Aren't we allowed to say ONA? They're on our station, WNEW. We've not mentioned any of the other stuff that we were talking about.
Well, the stuff they chopped out was not, all of that was not, if they were going to chop out just the technical violations, then they'd have to do that. They don't do that. They actually cut a wide swath with their editing, so I don't doubt that they'll edit this out too.
It sucks.
Mm-hmm. Even though it's not, I know what you're saying, you say you haven't technically violated the letter of the law, it doesn't mean anything. They've proven that before. They've made wholesale edits, huge 20-minute edits out of the show. It's not like they're just,
You know,
if they were editing out a name, then every time you play that, you know, gonna be May,
right?
Then that would be the only time they'd edit.
You know, what we did today was not talk about anybody we're not allowed to talk about.
Right.
We talked about a story that was in the newspaper, offered our perspective, offered our support for Opie and Anthony.
Right.
That's all we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm sad because the people in New York who will be hearing this or not hearing this tonight at about 5 till 11, right before it's time for Ron and Fezzi.
Mm-hmm. Maybe about like 10:15.
Yeah. They'll never know that we said it.
9:15.
How effed up is that?
9:15. Now they'll be hearing this at 9:15. And what they'll be hearing, I just want to say something, and then it'll be like, what's our last story, Buzz?
Yeah, right. All this stuff that we're saying right now will be edited out. They will go right from the This is the Don and Mike Show, to when Buzz says whatever the last story is.
Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate.
It's asinine. It's asinine because we're not violating the rule. We're not talking about anybody we're not allowed to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We're commenting on a story in the newspaper, and we're offering our support to the guys who do the show before us on our station in New York. Solidarity.
Right.
And that is being edited out of this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I just heard it myself. And they do it cleanly. I mean, they got a digital editor, man.
Yeah, they wipe it clean.
Yeah, if you're listening to the show tonight on NEW, if you were listening earlier, you'd never know that they took 10 minutes out tonight.
Not at all.
You'd never know it. And it really, it just pisses me off.
I don't blame you. It pisses me off, too.
It really does. I know it pisses you off, too. It's ridiculous.
I say it again. It's the first time since we've been working together, and I know it's probably the first time in your career where it's
been censored. Yeah.
This kind of content's been edited out.
Yeah. I mean,
one thing, if you're making, you know, you say a dirty word or something like that, and they chop you out there, you say something that it's, you know, not up to standards and practices. It's another thing when you're talking about the area of content for a certain. I'm not going to get into it because it's going to get chopped out. So
it's ridiculous. You know, some people in this company can say anything they want, and nobody edits them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more than just the one guy. There's the other guy who we were talking about today.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we've said before, when you really add up all the stuff that we're talking about, it doesn't amount to a warm spit.
No.
It doesn't mean dick. It really doesn't. And that's what I don't understand. But
somebody's got a real frail ego up in New York. Somebody's got a real goddamn frail ego in New York. But I'll tell you this. What we're saying is being heard in D.C.,
mm-hmm.
And it's being heard in Sacramento, and it's being heard in all the other, you know, limp dick cities that we broadcast to.
You know, what disturbs me is you have said this before. This is our shot up in New York City. And the energy that is being spent to chop us up and to edit and to control and to worry about the stuff that really you shouldn't even worry about, if that was being spent to help us with the show, you know, promote the show.
Right.
We'd already
be on the positive side there.
Right. And everybody'd be winning.
But every day, they got a guy who sits around and listens to every goddamn word we say and sits around with a digital editor and takes stuff out of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And today, what we said today was by the rules that have been laid down by Infinity, the law of the land, my friend, the lay of the land. We didn't break one goddamn rule today, and they still edited out 10 minutes of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So that we sound out of place on our New York radio station.
Absolutely.
Where the biggest story in New York is one that's in the newspapers, mm-hmm. that's being talked about on the radio. We talk about it using the rules that have been set up by the company.
Right.
And they're still such pussies! They cut it out. That's all. This is where they'll pick it up tonight, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go right for the, hey, Buzz, what's your next story? When we'll act like...
Right.
Nothing's wrong. And you know what? If we talk about this during Buzz's last story, they just won't run the end of the show.
Right.
Our last segment will simply have been
sure.
the last segment of the show tonight.
Probably already will be.
How ridiculous is that?
Well, it's what's ridiculous, and, you know, they're double standards for everybody.
All right. I just don't get it. I just don't friggin' get it.
So let us do what we do.
Please.
Let us do what we do. It's no big deal.
We're not breaking any rules.
You're making too much about it.
That's silly. We're not breaking any rules. And you're right about one thing. It's our shot in New York.
Yeah.
And they're effing with it.
Oh, totally.
They're effing.
They have from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know that? I know.
I know. I know.
Okay.
Say, Buzz.
Yes.
Here we are back, unedited.
Mm-hmm.
What's your last story tonight, Buzz?
Headline sports. The NFL fined Washington safety Sam Shade $7,500 today for his helmet-to-helmet hit on Detroit quarterback Charlie Batch last Sunday.
See, this is where they pick it up.
No penalty was called on the play.
After they edit out the stuff. But, because I'm saying this now...
Mm-hmm. That story was not included.
Yeah, no one in New York will hear about Sam Shade.
That's right.
Dallas releases Kevin Smith. I'll just mention that. Pedro Martinez on the mound this evening for Boston in a series finale against...
And we were edited today in New York mm-hmm. on NEW.
That game's still scoreless. The Red Sox ace, by the way, has revealed that he was bombarded with racial slurs and the death threat as he warmed up for Game 5 of last year's Division Series at Jacobs Field.
We were edited today on WNEW.
Yes, we were. In sports, the Associated Press says Tiger Woods is on the verge of signing a $100 million endorsement deal with Nike, apparently the biggest such deal ever.
Worth every nickel.
And finally, if you ever go in for an MRI, you might...
And finally, maybe that's where they'll pick it up.
Yeah, that's good.
Not now.
And finally...
Not now.
It's a good edit point.
Now that I've said that, now that I've mentioned that, again, they're editing the show on WNEW.
Yeah, they're not going to bother with it.
No.
They're not going to bother with doing
it's
that.
It's easier to cut out a whole big chunk than it is to make a lot of little edits.
Okay,
it's
I got
easier.
You.
Easier.
Yeah. F them.
Finally, if you ever go in for an MRI, you might want to take off your wristwatch. MRI stands for Magnetic Resonance Imaging, and it's used by doctors to look at your insides.
MRI.
As the name implies, it uses powerful magnets to do this. In Rochester, New York, an off-duty policeman was told he could keep possession of his handgun during the procedure, but... The machine had other ideas. Like in a cartoon, the big giant magnet pulled the bullets out of his gun one by one.
Oh, my God.
And then pulled the gun clean out of his hand.
Clean out.
Nobody got hurt.
Anytime. You always listen to Buzz when he says, like in a cartoon.
Nobody got hurt, but it did take 3 hours to power down the machine.
We were edited today in New York.
So the gun could be pried loose.
There you go.
We were edited today in New York.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
We were edited today.
I'm the Don.
In New York.
I'm Mike.
I'm WNEW.
No!
I just wanted to say that at the same time as you, Buzz.
Understand.
No more editing. Just in case they were thinking about trying to do some tricky edit.
Right.
Just to make sure they're screwed. Another day, another fight.
Absolutely. Always the battle.
We got to go back tomorrow. Hopefully on Survivor Connie, we do love Colleen, will be on the show tomorrow.
Hope she posts.
Tomorrow, Don Allmeyer from NFL Monday Night Football, brand new logo to Jeb RD for you. And maybe tomorrow I'll get my birthday nude midget.
Ah, fantastic.
It'll either be tomorrow or Tuesday.
That's right.
Not sure when. And we're going to give away yet another trip to Iceland on tomorrow's. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right. What's your name?
Andrew.
Andrew, where are you from?
I'm calling from Alexandria.
Andrew, I'm going to give you five $10 power cards from Dave and Buster's.
Woohoo!
Dave and Buster's is the premier place in America for adults to have fun. Enjoy, my friend, and thank you for listening.
No, thank you.
We were edited tonight.
On
WNEW in New York.
So my parents won't hear me. I'm very bummed.
Right. Sorry about that. Well, they might hear you.
No, they won't.
Yeah.
All right, Mike,
we're edited today in New York.
Good for you.
Thank you. We will see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you, edited in New York. Good night, Don.
Sorry about that news thing today, Buzz.
No problem.
Too much freaking show. Robbie.
You were edited.
Show your fez.
In New York.
As in Ron and. In the air.
Hey.
Just like Sydney. Tyler. More.
You might just make it as
a... Oh, man. That was a thing of doing. All the screwing around there doing.
Comments on the show today were edited. WNEW. You don't know what we really had to say about many events that are being printed in the New York Post.
So long, New York.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sunny day, you're saying, yeah. Be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.